Good afternoon, baseball fans. This is John McLean with Lindsey Nelson, welcoming you to the District of Columbia Stadium in Washington, D.C., and the first All-Star Baseball game. Brought to you by
the Gillette Safety Razor Company, maker of the new Gillette Adjustable Razor. Remarkable super blue blades that give all but unbelievable shaving comfort. Foamy, the cream of all instant lathers. And Right Guard, the new power spray deodorant for men.
And by Chrysler Corporation and its all-star lineup. Plymouth, Valiant, Chrysler, Imperial, Dodge, Dart, Lancer, and Dodge Trucks. The action cars for 1962 from Chrysler Corporation.
The capacity crowd at beautiful D.C. Stadium in Washington is awaiting the arrival of President John F. Kennedy. Here in Washington today, the nation's capital, you couldn't ask for a finer day for this first All-Star game of 1962. The temperature at noon, a little over 45 minutes ago, was a comfortable 78 degrees. There isn't a cloud in the sky. There's a little bit of a refreshing breeze blowing from the right field corner toward home plate. But the fans at D.C. Stadium are so high that not too much air gets down onto the field of play. So, with a temperature of 78 degrees, the wind is west-northwest, 9 miles per hour, and the humidity a very comfortable 41%. The capacity crowd, which has been a sellout for weeks and will reach 45,015, the official listed capacity seating of D.C. Stadium, all standing now, as we said, awaiting the arrival of President Kennedy. In the meantime, the two squads are being introduced over the public address system. That is the voice you hear in the background. Manager Fred Hutchinson of the National League and the defensive one of the largest hands of the day goes to the venerable old gentleman who for so many years was the manager of the New York Yankees, now the manager of the New York Mets, Charles Dillon Casey-Stengel. And there won't be many greater ovations today than that accorded to Mr. Casey-Stengel, the manager of the New York Mets. As the players are being introduced, we'll give you the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. Since we are in D.C. Stadium, the home of the Washington Senators, the American League squad is the home team and will occupy the dugout off the first base foul line. The National League, the visiting club, will bat first and occupy the dugout off the third base line. For the National League today, leading off and playing at shortstop is Dick Groat. Groat of the Pittsburgh Pirates playing shortstop. Batting second and playing in right field, Roberto Clemente. Clemente in right field, also of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting third, playing in center field, from the San Francisco Giants, Willie Mays. Mays in center field. Batting fourth, also from the San Francisco Giants, first baseman Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda at first base. Batting fifth and in left field from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tommy Davis. Tom Davis, left field. Hitting sixth and at third base is Ken Boyer of the St. Louis Cardinals. Boyer at third base. Hitting seventh and catching, Del Trendle of the Milwaukee Braves. Trendle catching and batting seventh. That ovation, in case you're in doubt, was for Warren Spahn, the winningest active Major League pitcher who was just introduced. The number eight hitter for the National League is second baseman Billy Mazeroski of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mazeroski at second base, hitting eighth. Pitching and batting ninth is the side-arming right-hander of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale, who has won 15 games and lost only four. Drysdale brings the most wins into an All-Star game of any National League pitcher in the history of this game. Only two other pitchers, both American Leaguers, Bob Feller of the Cleveland Indians and Whitey Ford of the New York Yankees, have brought more victories into this game. Each has 16, and there is Sam the Man Ujoe being introduced. The great veteran, Sam Ujoe, the St. Louis Cardinals, drawing a tremendous ovation from the crowd at D.C. Stadium. Now the starting lineup for the American League All-Stars. Leading off and playing at third base, the sensational rookie of the Minnesota Twins, Rich Rollins. Rollins at third base. Batting second and playing second base from the Los Angeles Angels, Billy Moran. Moran at second base. Hitting third and playing in center field is Roger Maris of the Yankees. Maris in center field. Batting fourth, playing in right field from the New York Yankees is Mickey Mantle. Mantle playing right field. Batting fifth and at first base from the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Gentile. Gentile at first base. Hitting sixth from the Los Angeles Angels, the left fielder Leon Wagner. Willie Mays has just been introduced. Draws a tremendous hand. The number seven hitter for the American League from the Minnesota Twins, catcher Earl Batty. Batty, the catcher. Hitting eighth, playing at shortstop from the Chicago White Sox, Luis Aparicio. Aparicio at shortstop, pitching and batting ninth from the Detroit Tigers, right-hander Jim Bunning, with a record of 9 wins and 4 defeats. So your starting batteries for this All-Star game for the National League, Don Drysdale pitching, Al Crandall catching. For the American League, Jim Bunning pitching, Earl Batty is the catcher. This All-Star baseball game is being brought to you from District of Columbia Stadium in Washington, D.C. Don Drysdale, the National League starter, beginning to warm up. And say, Lindsay, haven't you got a tape you made with Don?
Yes, John, and here it is.
I know you're an adjustable razor user, Don, but have you tried Gillette's newest, the Slim Adjustable?
Matter of fact, Lindsay, I borrowed one in the clubhouse the other day. You know, it handles even better than the old one. I'll get one of my own.
Like Don, men everywhere are switching to the new Slim Adjustable Razor, and why don't you try it? You'll find it streamlined from head to handle with a trimmer, compact design. It's longer and lighter, slimmer, too, for hard-to-shave areas like around the lips and under the nose. The new Slim is the very first adjustable razor at the low, low price of only $1.50. It's got Gillette's exclusive micrometer dial with 9 different settings. You pick the one that's just right for your combination of skin and beard. With the Slim, you get a supply of easy-shaving Gillette Super Blue Blade, a new experience in shaving comfort you shouldn't miss. See the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor at the low, low price of only $1.50. On display at a store near you. Now, once again, John McClain.
The American League All-Stars are being introduced. Manager Ralph Houk, his coaches Billy Hitchcock of the Orioles, and Mickey Vernon, the manager of the Washington Senators. It would be very difficult to say who drew the greatest amount of applause when the National Leaguers were introduced, but I guess you'd have to say it was a draw. Casey Single, Willie Mays, Warren Spahn, and Stan Musial all drew tremendous ovations from the capacity crowd at D.C. Stadium in Washington. The umpires for this afternoon's game, and unlike the days when one All-Star game was played, when they used to change the umpires around, rotate them at the end of 4 1/2 innings, now that they're playing 2 All-Star games, the umpires will remain at their starting positions throughout the game. And they will be, back of the plate, Ed Hurley of the American League. At first base, Augie Donatelli of the National League. At second base, Bob Stewart of the American League. At third base, Tony Benson of the National League. And along the foul line, it will be Al Foreman of the National League, stationed along the right field line, and Harry Schwartz of the American League will be stationed along the left field line. And in the event of injury or illness to one of the working umpires, Mel Steiner of the National League is a standby umpire at this All-Star game. We saw Mel on the field before the ball game in company with Augie Donatelli, Ed Hurley, Harry Schwartz, and Tony Benson. The American League All-Stars are being introduced. And while they are being introduced, it will give us an opportunity to catch you up to date on this huge, federally built D.C. Stadium in Washington. It's a structure which is combined for baseball and football, and has an unusual feature in that there is no lower deck of stands, no bleacher seats as such in the outfield. It's a double deck from the right field corner completely around to the left field corner, and then only a top deck or a single deck from the foul line to foul line, and in between from the left field foul corner is a huge high brownish colored wall, and along that is a track like a railroad track, and the stands, the lower stands, just at the front edge of the visiting dugout at third base, around to the center field area where the green batter's background begins. This entire stand can be pulled around by a half track or a tractor, some sort of mechanism, so that they become the sideline seats for football. Then straight away in center field is the green batter's background, and just to the right of straightaway center field is what is billed here in Washington as the world's longest scoreboard. It's 102 feet long, extending from just to the right of straightaway center over to the right field foul line. Of course, we won't have to worry about scores of other games. This is the game today, the All-Star game at D.C. Stadium. Mickey Mantle of the New York Yankees being introduced and drawing a tremendous roar from the crowd. The two pitchers seemingly oblivious to it all. Along the first base side, Jim Bunning, the sidearmer from the Detroit Tigers, who has been one of the American League's most effective pitchers in All-Star game competition. And along the third base side is Don Drysdale, who, with 15 wins at All-Star game time, with luck and continued good pitching, and with the continued great hitting of his Dodger ball club, could become the first 30-game winner in the National League since the Dizzy Dean did it back in 1934. The American League has not had a 30-game winner since left-hander Bob Mosgrove of the Philadelphia Athletics in 1930, when he won 31 and lost only 4. The foul line distances at D.C. Stadium, 335 feet to left and right field. To almost straightaway right field is 378 feet. To straightaway center, the deepest spot in the ballpark, is 410 feet. To slightly left center, 381 feet. And as we said at the line, 335 feet. President John F. Kennedy is making his appearance to the playing of Ruffles and Flourishes by the band stationed in Shark Center Field, the Presidential Party. Moving now into the box, and this, to my knowledge, is the first time that a president of the United States has ever attended an All-Star game. There was one played previously in Washington in 1956 at Old Griffith Stadium, and Mr. Kennedy, and also an All-Star game played here in Washington at 1937 and 1956, also at the old Griffith Stadium, which is soon to be dismantled. The sod portion, much of it, of this new D.C. Stadium was that which was dug up and transported from the old Griffith Stadium. Beautiful ballpark, and at this moment, the Speaker of the House, Mr. John McCormick of Massachusetts, is the meeting stand usual. Commissioner Frick is introducing Stan to President Kennedy. They are exchanging pleasantries at the moment, and very shortly it'll be play ball at D.C. Stadium before a jam-packed house. The President throws out the first ball to catcher Earl Batty of the American League All-Stars. Begun the custom the last few years for President to make two tosses on opening day. Whether or not he's going to throw another one here, we don't know. He lost the ball to Earl Batty, the catcher. Earl has gone into the box to shake hands with President Kennedy. And apparently, Mr. Kennedy is going to warm up his right arm again. He does. And Earl Batty offers the ball to the President. gives it to Frank Slocum, assistant to Commissioner Frick. And presumably that baseball, too, will find its way in to the trophy room that Kennedy has won at the White House as a memento and a souvenir of his appearance at the 1962 All-Star Game in Washington. Beautiful, beautiful day. You couldn't have asked for finer weather than we have in Washington today to watch the Stars in action. As the gates were open here at 10 o'clock this morning, lines were formed long before that time so that they could get in the seats and watch these great Stars of both leagues participate in batting practice. And the biggest oohs and ahs from the early gathering crowd reserved for Willie Mays, who hit at least a half dozen shots into the top deck in left field. It's only been done three times during regular season play at DC Stadium. The American League All-Star squad is taking the field. The bullpen crew for the American League squad will go down to left field. Both bullpens are back-to-back. The American League bullpen, or the bullpen of the home squad, is out to behind the wire fence, which forms the outfield barrier at DC Stadium, and the National League bullpen will be in left center field. Photographers are still taking their pictures as the president is being implored again to pose for just one more. Now we're about ready to start this All-Star game, so it's a great pleasure for me to introduce my working partner today, a man whose voice is known to millions as the broadcaster of the New York Mets of the National League, Lindsey Nelson. Lindsey?
Thanks very much, John McClain, and thanks for a very fine job of setting up the color of one of the most colorful of all the athletic spectacles, the All-Star game here in Washington, D.C. This is the 32nd All-Star game. The first one was played in 1933 at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Up to right now, the American League has won 16 games. The National League has won 14. There has been one tie. Now stepping into the batter's box to lead off for the National League, the field captain and shortstop of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dick Groat. Dick Groat is a right-hand batter. Wears number 24 on his back, called Double Dozen by Pittsburgh followers. This is his first start in an All-Star game. He says it ranks high on his list of personal thrills. In 1960, of course, Groat captained the Pittsburgh Pirates to the World Championship. In 60, he was the most valuable player in the National League. In that same year, he led the National League in batting with an average of 325. Jim Bunning, looking in for a sign, has it now. And here comes the first pitch of the All-Star game. It's a curveball that is missing high for ball one. And the game is underway here under perfect weather conditions in Washington, D.C. Temperature is 78 degrees, humidity 41%. Catcher Earl Batty going out to get checked out on signs with Jim Bunning. Bunning brings into this ball game a record in the American League this season of 9 victories and 4 losses. Time is being called for the moment while the bullpen crew of the National League goes around the outfield warning path out to the bullpen area. So a play has been suspended for this moment. Dick Groat, standing still in the batter's box, swinging the bat loosely. Groat's batting average last season dropped off an even 50 points from 325 to 275. However, this is a comeback year for Groat. He is batting 320 in National League play thus far this season. He's still looking for his first All-Star hit. He played in both games in 1959 and in 1960, but he had only two at-bats in the four games. Did not start either of the games. Here is a pitch, fastball inside and low. It's ball two. 2-0 to Dick Groat. Dick Groat never played a single day of minor league baseball. He came off the campus of Duke University directly to the major leagues. That's a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. Groat also is an All-American basketball player at Duke University. He is 31 years of age. One of the finer bat manipulators in the game. Here's a swing and a ground ball to shortstop. Luis Aparicio is up with it, plays across to Gentile in time. Groat has grounded out from short to first. One away, and that will bring up Roberto Clemente, the right fielder of the Pittsburgh Pirates. This season in the National League, Clemente is batting 342. He has 8 home runs. Clemente was the batting champion of the National League last season when he hit 351 over the course of the season. Originally, he was the property of the Brooklyn Dodgers, but drafted by Pittsburgh from the Dodger farm at Montreal. Check swing, but he took it through far enough for the strike. He stands deep in the batter's box. To Roberto Clemente, the strike zone is anything he can reach with the bat. Slow curveball, swung out and missed for a strike two. And you hear the gasp of the crowd as Clemente turns and asks for the rosin bag to be flipped out to him from the area of the on-deck circle. Dusts his hands and now comes back. Jim Bunning, chosen by manager Ralph Houck of the American League All-Stars because he is reputed to be extremely rough on right-hand batters. Here's a swing and a drive into right field for a base hit down the right field line. Coming over is Mickey Mantle, up with it, and Clemente's on his way to second, to third, to second, and he's third again safely with a double. Roberto Clemente with a double lined out into the right field corner. Mickey Mantle, playing right field, came over to field the ball and played it to second, but simply not in time. Clemente, base hit of the game for National League All-Stars, a double to right, and here comes Willie Mays. Willie Mays, right-hand batter, hitting 304 this season. There are no left-hand batters in the National League starting lineup. Bunning is into the stretch now as Clemente leads at second base, and here's the pitch in there for a called strike. Curveball inside, and Willie turned out of there a little bit. Jim Bunning says that he likes to use a tight pitch on batters who are known not to like it and is apt to pitch more inside to that type batter. That pitch is outside for ball. 1-1. In his second year in the Major League, in 1956, his first full season with the Detroit Tigers, Bunning won 20 games and lost 8. The pitch to Willie Mays, swung on and foul back and out of play. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Mays. Willie came to the Major Leagues when he was 19, coming to the New York Giants from Minneapolis. He is now 31 years of age. He has a very excellent all-star batting average. In all-star competition, he has hit 425. Willie has made the all-star squad every year since his first full season with the Giants in 1954. Curveball, a little tight inside. It's 2-2. Willie Mays has the record for the most runs scored in an All-Star competition, 13. Last year, he broke the record, which had been previously held by Stan Musial. Roberto Clemente is at second base. There is one man out here in the top half of the first inning. Bunning with the pitch, cut on, and drove foul just outside the bag at third. And on down the line, 2-2 the count to Willie Mays as he inspects the bat. It appears to be cracked, and he is asking that the bat boy bring him out another one. Orlando Cepeda starts up to offer him one. However, he doesn't want that one. Now a bat comes out of the National League dugout, and Cepeda relays it on up to Willie Mays. Willie steps back in with that familiar wide stance. Jim Bunning on the mound, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, 195-pounder. Bunning is 30 years of age, lives at Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's high, and it's out full to Willie Mays. 3-2. Bunning was the winning pitcher in the 1957 All-Star game. He led the American League in strikeouts in 1959 and in 1960. It's a sidearm delivery, not unlike that of his opposite number today, Don Drysdale. Payoff pitch, curveball cut on and full foul. Johnny Keene in the coaching box at third fields it and fires it right on back out to the mound to Jim Bunning. Coaching at third base, Johnny Keene, and coaching at first base for the National League All-Stars, Casey Stengel, the manager of the New York Mets. Casey on the lines at first base for the first time since he managed the Boston Braves. Here's a payoff pitch to Mays, swung on and popped up. In foul territory, back of the bag at first. Big Jim Gentile is there. He makes the catch. He's out. No advance by Clemente at second base. So Willie Mays has fouled out to first. Two men out, a runner on, and Orlando Cepeda is coming up. Cepeda batting 309 this season for the San Francisco Giants, has 18 home runs. In Cepeda's first season in the National League, 1958, he was Rookie of the Year. He was almost a unanimous choice for first base on this National League starting lineup. He was the starting left fielder in both All-Star games last year. Cepeda also was the National League home run champion last year when he hit 46. And he has drawn the cleanup slot in the National League All-Star batting order, although he does not always bat cleanup for his own Giants. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. Cepeda's manager, Alvin Dark of the Giants, is in the crowd here this afternoon, as are most of the managers and general managers of the major leagues. Again, Jim Bunning has the sign, and the pitch is on the way. It's high and tight. Two balls and no strikes to Orlando Cepeda. Jim Bunning last pitched last Friday against Baltimore when he won his ninth game of the season. He's set to work. There's a swing and a miss. 2-1 as Orlando Cepeda took a rip at the 2-0 pitch. No score in the ballgame here in the top half of the first inning. Sign on the magic message board out in right field says, "Welcome, Mr. President." And President John F. Kennedy is located on the American League side behind the American League dugout. There's a pitch cut on. He handles it right up over the plate in foul territory. Earl Batty is there, makes the catch for the out. Ed retires the side. Hit it right on the handle and popped it up just over the plate in foul territory. So Cepeda has fouled out to the catcher in the top half of the first inning. The National League got no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And so, at the middle of the first inning, the score is the National League nothing, the American League nothing. Earl Batty making the catch there on that foul pop. You know, Earl can really pep up those pitchers. Don't know exactly what he says to them, but I do know what he said to Kurt Gowdy the other day. Let's hear it, Mr. Engineer.
I see you've got one of Gillette's new slim adjustable razors there, Earl. What blade you using?
Are you kidding? As far as I'm concerned, there isn't any other kind but the Super Blue Blade.
Earl's not alone by a long shot. Since their introduction just 2.5 short years ago, Gillette Super Blues have become the most popular razor blades in the free world by a wide, wide margin. Men and women by the millions agree they've never before experienced such shaving comfort. All but incredible. These amazingly keen, smooth edges are a real scientific breakthrough. The product of a special engineering process that's exclusively Gillette. And they're double-edged for extra convenience and economy. Pick up a dispenser of Gillette Super Blue Blades at a store near you. 10 blades for 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. Or get a supply with the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor at the low, low price of only $1.50 complete. Going now to the bottom half of the first inning. And the leadoff man for the American League All-Stars is rookie third baseman Rich Rollins. Rich Rollins coming into the ballgame today with a season's batting average of 318. That includes 12 home runs from the Minnesota Twins. Don Drysdale's first pitch misses outside for ball one. Rich Rollins crowds the plate, stands up there just about as close as the law allows. He's known as a pull hitter. Fired in there for a call strike. Don Drysdale with a season's record of 15 victories and 4 losses on the mound for the National Leaguers. His 15, the most victories ever brought into an All-Star game by a National League pitcher. Swing and a foul ball coming back out of play. 1-2, the count to Rich Rollins. He is one of only 200-300 hitters in this starting lineup for the American League. Mickey Mantle is the other. Rollins is 24 years of age. And he is hit by a pitch ball. Curveball coming in close, and Nick Feeney goes on down to first base and becomes the American League's first base runner. With nobody out now, Billy Moran, the second baseman of the Los Angeles Angels, is coming up. Batting 287 this season with 11 home runs. Moran is one of the big reasons for the Angels' lofty perch in the American League standings. He was previously up with the Cleveland Indians, but played all of the 1960 season and part of last season at Toronto. Here's a pitch tight. It's ball one. Moran is 28 years of age. Don Drysdale, the winningest pitcher in the major leagues at present. There's a swing and a drive into right field. Roberto Clemente comes over and hauls it down for the out. Halfway on the drive to right, Rich Rollins goes back to the bag at first. No advance. One away. And Roger Maris is coming up, the center fielder. American League All-Star is nothing, and the National League All-Star is nothing here in the bottom half of the first inning. Roger Maris, left-hand batter, who wrote his name indelibly into the record books last year when he hit 61 home runs. That pitch is outside for a ball. Maris is playing center field today, and Mantle is playing right field with the permission of the Commissioner of Baseball as a concession to manager Ralph Houk of the American League All-Stars. Here's a pitch to Maris. It is low for a ball, 2-0. Maris was voted onto the team as a right fielder, and Mantle was voted on as a center fielder. But as of late, when Mantle has been out with ailing legs, when Houk has brought him back to the lineup, he has played him in right field. And so he is allowed to play him that way in the All-Star game. Here's a swing and a foul tip. It's 2-1 to Roger Maris. He has 21 home runs thus far this season, batting average of 249. Roger Maris, for the past two seasons, has been named the most valuable player in the American League. Drysdale's pitch swung on and fouled off into the stands and out of play, back of the bag at third. Kenny Boyer gives it a run over. So the count is 2-2 now to Roger Maris. Defensively around the infield, the National League All-Stars have Orlando Cepeda at first base, Bill Mazeroski at second, Dick Groat at short, and Kenny Boyer at third. Tommy Davis is in left field, Willie Mays in center field, Roberto Clemente in right field, Del Crandall the catcher, Don Drysdale the pitcher. Here is a swing and a miss. He struck him out on an inside pitch. So that is the first strikeout for Don Drysdale, and we'll bring up Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle is a switch hitter with a batting average for the season of 333. Batting left-handed here, of course, and here's a swing and a miss for strike one. Mantle has 17 home runs this season. Playing right field, as he has been doing with the Yankees, to take some of the strain off his ailing legs with less territory to cover out in right. Rollins leads at first. The pitch is in there for a call. Strike two to Mickey Mantle. Mantle is the All-Star veteran of this squad, having started every All-Star game since 1953, with the exception of the first game in 59. He has twice been the most valuable player in the American League. He has led the American League in home runs four times. In over 11 previous seasons, he's averaged 34 homers a year. There is a swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball was dropped by Crandall. Picks it up and tags Mantle as he stands there. So Drysdale gets two strikeouts here. And in the bottom half of the first inning, the American League got no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left. And so at the end of the first inning, the score is the National League nothing and the American League nothing. Thousands of fans at this historic All-Star game today are keeping their own scorecards so they can relive every thrill in the days to come. Now, just imagine running out of ink in the middle of a big inning. You'd really be out of luck. But not with a famous paper-made piggyback pen. Because the piggyback pen carries its own spare refill. When you run out of ink, you simply unscrew the cap, reverse the sections inside, and in seconds, you're ready to write again. You see, the piggyback pen has 2 points, 2 ink supplies, a paper-made exclusive. You never have to worry about running out of ink. Like all paper-made pens, the piggyback positively won't skip. It even writes over butter. And it's unconditionally guaranteed to perform, or we replace it free. So don't take a chance on running out of ink at a ball game or anywhere. Get the world's only pen with a built-in spare refill, the Paper Mate Piggyback. Get a Paper Mate Piggyback in mixed or matched color combinations only $1.69. Now to the top half of the second, Tommy Davis standing in, and the first pitch to him is low for ball one. The left fielder of the Los Angeles Dodgers with a season's batting average of 353 and 15 home runs. Right-hand batter. Here's a swing and a foul ball coming back. Out of play, and it's 1-1. Tommy Davis leads the National League and the Major Leagues in batting with a mark of 353. Swings and sends a fly ball into center. Roger Maris has it lined up and makes the catch for the out. So Tommy Davis has flied to center in his first time up. That brings up the third baseman of the St. Louis Cardinals, Ken Boyer. American League nothing, National League nothing. Boyer has a season's batting average of 293 with 15 home runs. This is the fifth season that Kenny has been on the All-Star squad, and he owns an All-Star batting average of 455. Some men perform well in All-Star games, and some do not. Boyer apparently does. There's a pitch low for ball one. Jim Bunning of the Detroit Tigers looking in for a sign. Has it now. Pitch is in there for a call strike fastball. Bunning is the father of six children. He pitched a no-hitter against the Boston Red Sox in 1958. Here's a curveball. I'm in low, and it is 2-1. To win this starting assignment today at third base, Kenny Boyer had to beat out such star third basemen as Jim Davenport of the Giants, Eddie Matthews of the Braves, Don Hoke of the Pirates. Here's a swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. Boyer's best season in the majors was last year when he hit 329, third highest in the National League. He has the highest lifetime batting average among the veteran active third basemen in baseball. Bunning takes a moment to remove his cap and mop his brow. One man out, nobody on base for the National League All-Stars. And the 2-2 pitch is coming in. Curveball off the outside corner. It's full at 3-2. Del Crandall kneeling in the on-deck circle for the National League. Defensively, the American League has Jim Gentile at first, Billy Moran at second, Luis Aparicio at short, and Rich Rollins at third. Leon Wagner in left, Maris in center, Mantle in right. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, strike him out. That is the first strikeout for Jim Bunning as he gets Ken Boyer swinging. Two away, nobody on, and catcher Del Crandall of the Milwaukee Braves is coming up. Crandall in a comeback year, is hitting 291, has three home runs. He missed practically all of last season with an arm ailment, played in only 15 games last year. The year before, he hit 294, his top major league season. The veteran Del Crandall, he was barely 20 years of age when he came to the majors with the Boston Braves in 1949. Now he is 32 years of age. Bunning with the pitch to the right-hand batter, low and away for ball one. No score in this ballgame in the top half of the second. The 32nd annual All-Star game. Bunning's pitch misses outside for ball. It's 2-0. This is the third All-Star game to be played in Washington. It was played here in 1937 and again in 1956. Previously, the American League won one and the National League won one in the nation's capital. Pitch is low and away. Ball three to Crandall, so he looks down to Johnny Keene, coaching at third to get a sign to see what he's doing here on 3-0. Whether he is taking or if he is free to swing away. 3-0 pitch. He is right down the pike. He was taking all the way. It's a call strike 3-1. National League managed by Fred Hutchinson of the Cincinnati Reds and the American League managed by Ralph Houk of the New York Yankees. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back onto the screen. Out of play. It's full at 3-2 with two men out.
may recall that last year at San Francisco in the All-Star Game, Warren Spahn started for the National League and pitched three perfect innings, retiring nine straight batters. Spahn is on the squad this season. 3-2 pitch, cut out and foul, back onto the screen and out of play. There were two last-minute changes in the squads. Henry Aaron, sliding into second base at Chicago last Friday, injured his right leg and was removed from the squad, replaced by Warren Spahn of the Milwaukee Braves. And Hoyt Wilhelm came up with a sore arm and was replaced by Milt Pappas, both pitchers of the Baltimore Orioles. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Kendall going far to the outside, getting Edwin just on the end of the bat, so the count continues to hold him with two men out and nobody on base for the National League All-Stars. Jim Bunning works, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into short left field. Coming on is Leon Wagner. Wagner calls for it, and he makes the catch in left field. So Crandall is out, and in the top of the second, the National League All-Stars get no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of an inning and a half, the score is National League All-Stars nothing, the American League All-Stars nothing.
One of the finest second basemen in baseball, Bobby Richardson, is on the squad here today as a backup man for Billy Moran. And listen to what Bobby told Mel Allen the other day.
Bobby, I see a can of Right Guard deodorant in your locker. How do you like it?
I go for that power spray, Mel. It's fast, really does the job quick.
Gillette Right Guard's push-button power spray is a fine aerosol mist that gets right through for complete coverage, complete protection from odor-causing bacteria. It's not like messy creams you have to rub in to get down where odor begins. Not like gummy roll-ons that leave a sticky, uncomfortable film. Not like drippy, wasteful, hit-or-miss squeeze bottle sprays that soak the underarm. There's no muss or fuss with convenient Right Guard. Like the song says, 2 seconds give you 24-hour protection.
2 seconds, 5 o'clock, Right Guard, tick-tock. 2 seconds gives you 24-hour protection. Safe all day with power spray. 24-hour protection.
Cool, refreshing Gillette Right Guard deodorant, 79 cents, or the new economy king size, only $1 plus tax. Going to the bottom half of the second inning, and the American League sends up the number 5 man in the batting order, Jim Gentile, first baseman of the Baltimore Orioles, left-hand batter with 21 home runs this season, batting average of 280, facing right-hander Don Drysdale. That pitch is high and away for a ball. You may have seen Don Drysdale in the movies or in a television drama. He appears in extra parts frequently. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1. Starting to warm up in the American League bullpen, right-hander Camilo Pascual of the Minnesota Twins. Nothing-nothing ball game to this point. It's a fastball inside to Jim Gentile. One pitch, swung out and missed. It's 2-2 to Big Jim. Players in the starting lineup, with the exception of the pitchers, are named by a poll of the players themselves. The pitchers and the remaining squad members are named by the managers. And the managers, of course, are those of the previous fall's World Series. In this case, Fred Hutchinson of the Cincinnati Reds and Ralph Houk of the New York Yankees. The 2-2 pitch to Gentile. Tight. Drives him out of there. It's 3-2. Barring injury, the starting lineup, except pitchers, must play the first three innings. Pitchers cannot pitch more than three innings unless the game goes into extra innings. Manager Ralph Houk indicated before the ballgame that Camilo Pascual probably would follow Jim Bunning. Manager Fred Hutchinson indicated that Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants probably would follow Don Drysdale.
The pitch to Gentile. High and away, ball four, and he walked him. And so that is the first walk given up by Don Drysdale. He gives the American League a base runner with nobody out, and Leon Wagner coming up. Leon Wagner leads the American League in home runs with 25 from the Los Angeles Angels, a left-hand batter. Pitches outside for ball. The 2-2 pitch to Gentile. Tight. Drives him out of there. It's 3-2. Barring injury, the starting lineup, except pitchers, must play the first three innings. Pitchers cannot pitch more than three innings unless the game goes into extra innings. Manager Ralph Houck indicated before the ballgame that Camilo Pascual probably would follow Jim Bunning. Manager Fred Hutchinson indicated that Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants probably would follow Don Drysdale. The pitch to Gentile. High and away, ball four, and he walked him. And so that is the first walk given up by Don Drysdale. Base runner with nobody out, and Leon. Leon Wagner leads the American League in home runs with 25 from the Los Angeles Angels, a left-hand batter. Pitches outside for ball. There's nobody out. Drysdale into the stretch. Pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Leon Wagner is the real Cinderella man of this dream game. He was once with the Giants, was traded away to the Cardinals. The Cardinals sent him to Rochester in the International League, and that's where the Angels found him last season. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Leads the American League in homers with 25. He is tied the RBI lead in the American League with 65. Here's a swing and a ground ball to first, taken by Cepeda. He goes across to Grote. He's out there. The relay back to first. He's safe there. He beat the relay. But on the ground ball to first base, Cepeda turned and fired to Dick Grote at second for the force there. The relay from Grote back to Cepeda at the bag. Not in time to get Leon Wagner. So he becomes the base runner at first. One away, and catcher Earl Batty is coming up. Earl Batty of the Minnesota Twins. Hitting 280. Four home runs. This is his first time in the All-Star squad. Drysdale now into the stretch. Here is the pitch in there for a call, strike one. Ed Hurley of the American League is behind the plate. Augie Donatelli of the National League at first base. Bob Stewart of the American League at second. And Tony Benson of the National League at third. Harry Schwartz of the American League down the line and left. Al Foreman of the National League down the line and right. Swing and a ground ball taken by Cepeda at first. He plays to Grote for the force. The relay back to Drysdale covering. He's out, a double play. A 3-6-1 double play. Earl Batty with the ground ball fielded in backhand style. By Cepeda at first base. Played across to Grote and on back to the pitcher. Don Drysdale covering at first. So that in the bottom half of the second, the American League got no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of two innings, the score is National League nothing, the American League nothing. The other night in Boston, Kurt Gowdy got talking to Rich about his hitting, Rich Rollins, and then they got onto another subject. So, listen.
Tried the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor, Rich?
I just did, Kurt. Take a look. Easy, man, easy. My face feels refreshed, too.
Well, I'll second that. The new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor is a real step ahead. It's lighter for easier handling, longer for better balance, slimmer for those hard-to-reach shaving areas, trimmer, compact design, streamlined from head to handle. And the new Slim is the first adjustable razor ever at the low, low price of only $1.50. It has Gillette's exclusive micrometer dial with 9 different blade settings. You select the one that's exactly right for your combination of skin and beard. Each Slim adjustable comes with a supply of remarkable Gillette Super Blue Blades. You shave so quick and easy with such incredible shaving comfort, you'll hardly believe there's a blade in your razor. See the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor at the low, low price of only $1.50 on display now at a nearby store. Going down to the top of the third, and Bill Mazeroski is up. Pitch is swung out, and there's a fly ball to the left. Over is Leon Wagner in the left field corner, and he makes the catch for the out. Bill Mazeroski, swinging on the first ball pitched, has flied out to left. And that is going to bring up pitcher Don Drysdale up for his first time in this ball game. No score as yet in the 32nd annual All-Star Game, District of Columbia Stadium in Washington, D.C. Drysdale is a big right-hand batter. Facing Jim Bunning. Swing and a miss for strike one. When this stadium was constructed here in Washington, D.C., a presidential box was constructed for the use of the president. However, he's not using that position today. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. The president of the United States is seated behind the dugout, along the right field line, behind the American League dugout. Two-strike count to Drysdale. Bunning's pitch is a curveball, cut on, and foul back. He got a little bit of it to stay alive at two strikes. And the president has shed his jacket and is in his shirt sleeves behind the American League dugout, enjoying the sunshine. A very pleasant afternoon here at the stadium. Two-strike pitch to Drysdale. Almost knocked him down, had him ducking, and he ended up in the dirt. He started to lean back to take it tight across the chest, then buckle at the knees and went down in the dirt. It's 1-2 to Drysdale. So here is the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back onto the screen and out of play. Count holds at 1-2. No score in this ball game as yet in the top half of the third inning. Jim Bunning set to work, and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. He struck him out, two away and nobody on. That is strikeout number two for Jim Bunning. And we'll bring up Dick Grote up for his second time in the ball game. In the first inning, he grounded out short to first. Here at District of Columbia Stadium, it's 335 feet to the foul pole down the line in left, 335 to the foul pole down the line in right, 410 feet to straightaway center. There is a low wire fence extending all the way around from the left field corner around to the right field corner, 7 feet high. Anything over that low wire fence, a home run. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike to right-hand batter Dick Grote. Slight breeze blowing here, and that's a little unusual in this stadium. Here's a curveball, a slow curve in there for a call strike. Both pitchers employ sidearm deliveries, and off the sidearm, Bunning came in with a slow curveball that time, and Dick Grote looked it over and has a count of two strikes. That pitch is way outside, missed everything, came right on back. No damage done. There are no base runners. Came all the way back to the backstop. The count of two strikes, Bunning was taking no chances of getting anything good in there, and so it was way outside, 1-2. The scoreboard, located in right field here, is 275 feet long, it's 35 feet high, and costs $397,000. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, has a ground ball to third. Rich Rollins has it. He's up with it, plays across to Gentile in time, and Grote has grounded out third to first. And so in the top of the third, the National League got no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And so at the end of 2.5 innings, the score is the National League All-Star is nothing, the American League All-Star is nothing. One of the top National Leaguers, Ken Boyer, going out now to take his position at third base. Incidentally, Ken had a word for me the other night, and here it is. Listen.
Ken, I'm just checking. What's your opinion of instant lathers?
I like them, Lindsay. Personally, I use Gillette Foamy, and I'm all out for it.
So many people agree with Ken that Foamy is a top favorite. Just touch the nozzle and out billows rich, full-bodied lather that softens your beard, keeps it soaked throughout your shave from first easy gliding stroke till last. Yes, Foamy is the cream of all instant lathers. Next time you buy shaving cream, won't you remember this jingle?
For a shave that puts you on the floor, Gillette Foamy gets the core. Shave is easy, clean and fast. Get smooth and taste that lasts and lasts. Shave Gillette.
Get cool, refreshing Gillette Foamy. Regular, only 79 cents. Or the giant economy size, almost twice as much for only 98 cents. Like menthol, we've got that too, same price. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
It's free. Your first box of Jiffy Wrap, the new clear plastic food wrap. The coupon inside the box is worth 29 cents cash. Your favorite food store has Jiffy Wrap.
Aparicio on his way to second, on around toward third. Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays have the ball up with it and pulling up at third base is Luis Aparicio with a triple. An extra base hit for Luis. And now Lee Thomas is going to bat here for Jim Bunning. Lee Thomas of the Los Angeles Angels is kind of bad here, and there's a swing and a miss. He's a left-hand batter. It's strike one. Aparicio opening up with a triple to right center field. An in-betweener that went all the way to the low wire fence. And it's a strike one count to left-hand pinch hitter Lee Thomas. Swing and a drive out into center field. It is taken by Grote out there in short center. Holding is Aparicio at third. A little bloop, actually, that appeared to be going farther than it did. And Goat took it, ranging over to his left. No advance. One away, and Rich Rollins now coming up for his second time. He was hit by a pitch ball in the bottom half of the first inning. Still no score in the ballgame, but the American League threatening here in the bottom of the third with a runner at third and one man out. The National League All-Stars have pulled the infield in, trying to make a play at the plate. Don Drysdale looking in to get a sign from his battery mate, Del Crandall. And the wind-up and the pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Jim Bunning is now out of the ballgame, having been removed for the pinch hitter. Camilo Pascual continues to throw in the bullpen area for the American League All-Stars. Bunning has pitched eight consecutive scoreless innings of All-Star competition. Drysdale again into the windup, and the pitch flung out and missed. It's 1-1 to Rich Rollins. Don Drysdale, of course, trying to work on Rich Rollins to get him there so he can drop that infield back after the second out. Big right-hander has the sign now again. Into the windup and the pitch. It's low and away for a ball. 2-1 to Rollins with Aparicio, the base runner, at third. Now action in the National League All-Star bullpen. Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants, a right-hander, is throwing. Juan Marichal heating up in the bullpen of the National League All-Stars. No score as yet in the ballgame. Again, Drysdale set the 2-1 pitch. Swung out, popped up to the infield to the right side. Second baseman Bill Mazeroski is there. Takes it on the edge of the outfield grass. There is no advance. Two away. So Rollins popped out to Mazeroski, who went back about two steps on the edge of the outfield grass and right to make the catch. Drysdale had come off the mound on down behind the plate to back up any possible throw. There was none. He is returning to the mound now. So Aparicio led off the inning with a triple, but he is still at third base. And coming up is Billy Moran, the second baseman of the Los Angeles Angels. He's been up one time, and he flied out to Roberto Clemente in right field. Drysdale with an eye on Aparicio into a full windup, and the pitch to Moran swung on and tipped back into the big glove of Del Crandall. Strike one. They play Moran almost straight away. He is known to be able to peck that ball in all directions. Again, Aparicio leads down the line at third, and the pitch to Moran. Swung on, popped up in foul territory, into the stands and out of play. back over into the stands behind President John F. Kennedy, who stood up and looked back into the crowd and is still standing in shirt sleeves and dark glasses, looking back to see where that foul ball landed. Aparicio, who opened up here with a triple, went up into the stands to shake the hand of President Kennedy before the ball game, and the president asked that Stan Musial come by also, and Mr. Musial went by. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Struck him out to retire the side. So Moran is out swinging, and that is strikeout number three for Drysdale in the bottom half of the third inning of the American League. Got no runs on one hit. The triple by Aparicio. No errors and one left as Aparicio died at third. And so at the end of three innings, the score is the National League nothing, the American League nothing. Billy Moran up there in a spot to do some damage. However, Don Drysdale got him as he took a hefty cut. You know, Bill's a man of few words, but what he says makes sense. Here's what he said to Mel Allen the other day in the clubhouse.
Say, Bill, I see you're shaving with that new Gillette Slim adjustable razor. How do you like it?
It's great, Mel. It's easier to handle, and I believe it gives me even more comfortable shaves than my old adjustable.
Yes, the new Gillette Slim is streamlined from head to handle, lighter for easier handling, longer for better balance, slimmer for hard-to-reach shaving areas. Yes. And it's the first adjustable razor ever at the low, low price of only $1.50. To adjust it, just twist the micrometer dial to one of the nine different settings that's exactly right for your skin and beard. You get clean, refreshing shaves every time. Included with your new Slim adjustable is a dispenser of remarkable Gillette Super Blue Blades. They shave you so quick, so easy, it's hard to believe there's a blade in the razor. See the Gillette Slim adjustable razor. It's on display now at the low, low price of only $1.50. Coming in now to pitch for the American League All-Stars, the curve-balling right-hander of the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual, in relief of Jim Bunning. We have come three innings in the 32nd All-Star game with no score. The National League nothing, the American League nothing. As Jim Bunning pitched three scoreless innings to give him a run of eight consecutive scoreless innings of All-Star pitching. He gave up only one hit, a double to Roberto Clemente in the first inning. He struck out two and he walked none. A fine performance for right-hander Jim Bunning here in the nation's capital this afternoon. Now Camilo Pascual, who has a season's record of 12 victories and 4 losses. And known to have one of the finest curveballs in the game. He will be facing Roberto Clemente, Willie Mays, and Orlando Cepeda here in the top half of the fourth inning. As this All-Star game is moving right along, a packed house of more than 45,000 on hand here this afternoon in this beautiful new District of Columbia Stadium in Washington, D.C. Roberto Clemente, right-hand batter, standing and now waiting for the first pitch from Pascual. It's on the way, and it's in there for our call strike. Clemente sort of strided away from the plate to take a good look at that first pitch. Willie Mays kneeling in the on-deck circle for the National League All-Stars. As a curveball swung on and drilled out into left field, a broken bat, base hit into left. Clemente turns first, holds on, as Leon Wagner comes up with the ball, fires it back into second, and Clemente has his second base hit of the day. Broke the bat, and the bat, half of it, traveled down about as far as the coaching box at third, where Johnny Keene flipped it over, but the ball continued on a low trajectory right on out into left field. So the National League has opened up here in the top half of the fourth inning, getting speedster Clemente on it first with Willie Mays at the plate. Willie's been up one time, and he fouled out back of the bag at first. The wonder boy of the San Francisco Giants, Willie Mays. Here's a pitch of curveball that is inside. Turn Willie out a little bit. It's ball one. Again, Angelo Pascual is ready. Fires the fastball on the outside, low and away, and it's ball two. The defense shading Willie just slightly toward left, almost straight away. Of course, Willie Mays has power to all fields. He is that rare combination of speed and power. Pitches inside, throw to first. Clemente gets back safely. Big Jim Gentile, the first baseman down there. Jim Gentile, of course, was once a National Leaguer, once with the Dodgers. Count of three balls and no strikes to Willie Mays. Squares to take it, and it's in there for a call strike. 3-1. In taking the pitch, Willie Mays shortened up, bluffed the bunt. Nothing here in the top half of the fourth inning. Clemente leads off the bag at first, and here's the pitch to Willie Mays. Low and away, ball four, and he walked him. So Mays goes to first base. That pushes Roberto Clemente up to second. That is the first walk given up by American League pitching in this ball game, and will bring up Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda's been up one time, and he fouled out to the catcher. Hit a tight pitch right off the handle, straight up into the air. San Francisco backers call him the Baby Bull. He has raw power to spare. Big right-hand batter. Batting in the cleanup position in the National League batting order. Here's the pitch thrown. That's a ground ball foul. Down past Johnny Keene, coaching at third. Now on deck, Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis had the highest batting average in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Davis hitting .353. The National League had 5 300 hitters in the starting lineup. The American League had only 2 300 hitters in the starting lineup. One strike count to Cepeda. Runners leading at first and second. Here's a pitch swung on and pulled on the ground foul. Back towards the National League dugout. A two-strike count. National League has plenty of speed on the bases. Roberto Clemente of the Pittsburgh Pirates at second and Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants at first. National League All-Stars have only two hits in the ballgame thus far, both of them by Roberto Clemente. Camilo Pascual takes a moment, straightening out the dirt there around the rubber. Now, I said, looks in for a sign from battery mate Earl Batty. He has it, goes into the stretch position, and here's the pitch to Cepeda. It's high for ball. Here's the fastball. It's 1-2. Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants continues to throw in the bullpen for the National League All-Stars. Pitchers can only go three innings, of course. And so Don Drysdale has completed his three-inning stint, in which he allowed only one hit to the American Leaguers, the triple by Luis Aparicio. One ball, two strikes to Orlando Cepeda. Here's the pitch. Curveball. High and tight. It's 2-2. Camilo Pascual takes a moment to rub up the ball. Now turns to look in for a sign. There's the pitch tight. Drove him back out of there, and it's out full now at 3-2 to Orlando Cepeda with runners at first and second, and nobody out for the National League All-Stars. Making a bid here in the top half of the fourth inning of a game that has been scoreless up to this point. Camilo Pascual turns to, again, to rub up the ball a little bit. Goes to the rosin bag. He is faced with the proposition of a payoff pitch to Orlando Cepeda. He has the sign. They are running, and here's a swing and a miss to throw to third, and he is out at third. A double play. A double play. Manager Fred Hutchinson of the National League had the runners going. On 3-2, nobody out.
Cepeda took a cut at a curveball, struck out, and Fatty Soto Rich Rollins at third was on the money to get Domene as Mays moved to second. Two men out, a runner at second, and Tommy Davis coming up. Tommy Davis has been up one time, and he flied out to center. So Camilo Pascual with a big pitch there, a 3-2 pitch to Orlando Cepeda. Got himself out of trouble when he was turned into a double play. Here's a curveball breaking in there for a call strike to Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis, with 90 runs batted in and 126 base hits, leads the major leagues in both departments. He's 23 years of age, born in Brooklyn. Mays is running, and there is a pitch that Batty drops, and Mays pulls up at third. It is a call strike to Tommy Davis. And in his haste to throw the ball, Batty dropped it, and so Willie Mays gets a stolen base. Mays got a good jump, was off and running, and the pitch was in there for a call strike to Tommy Davis. And as Earl Batty started to cock his arm, dropped the ball. So Mays is at third with two men out and a two-strike count to Davis. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. No score. Mays bluffs the start, and here's a pitch blowing away. Almost getting by, but Batty managed to dig it up. One ball and two strikes. That one broke way outside, low and away, and Earl Batty, the catcher, had to reach far over. Willie Mays had bluffed to start down the line from third on the pitch. Again, Camilo Pascual has the sign working straight away now. The 1-2 pitch, cut on and fouled off. He's still alive at 1-2. Tommy Davis, in his first All-Star game, in his third year with the Dodgers, blossomed into stardom this season. He bats cleanup in the batting order for manager Walter Alston's Los Angeles Dodgers. Here at the All-Star break, the Dodgers, of course, are on top in the National League standings, one half game ahead of the second-place San Francisco Giants. There's a pitch hit on the handle and bloofed out to shortstop, taken by Aparicio there for the out. So Tommy Davis, in a blooper, taken by Aparicio. And so in the top of the fourth, the National League got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of 3.5 innings, the score is National League nothing, American League nothing. Well, of course, every team is represented here, and the New York Mets are represented by star outfielder Richie Ashburn. I see a lot of Richie, of course, because he's with my home team, the Mets, and here's what he said to me in the clubhouse a few days ago while shaving.
Anytime you get to talking about shaving, Lindsay, you're bound to hear about Super Blue Blades.
Yes, Richie, they're pretty popular, all right.
After I first tried one, it was the only blade for me.
Millions upon millions throughout the free world agree with Richie. Gillette Super Blue Blades give you an experience in shaving comfort you'll never forget. Fast, clean shave with so little effort, it's all but incredible. Super Blues have double edges for extra convenience and extra saving. Edges produced by a unique engineering process that is Gillette's alone. They're so keen and smooth, you'll find it hard to believe there's a blade in your razor. A dispenser of Super Blue Blades is included with the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor, the first adjustable ever at the low, low price of only $1.50. Or the blades alone are 10 for 69 cents and 15 for a dollar. Try them soon, won't you? You'll feel a big difference in easy shaving. Juan Marichal has come into the ballgame now to pitch for the National League. Don Drysdale, having pitched his three innings, giving up no runs on one hit, struck out three and walked one. And the 24-year-old right-hander of the San Francisco Giants has come on now. Juan Marichal, with a season's record of 11 victories and 5 losses. And here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, he will face Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and Jim Gentile. This is Lindsey Nelson with John McClain at the 32nd All-Star Game in Washington, D.C. Maris has been up one time. He struck out swinging. Marichal with the pitch swung on and has a fly ball deep to left center field. Chasing it up is Willie Mays. Pounds the glove and makes the catch at the edge of the warning track in left center field.
Willie Mays ranging across and pounded the glove on the way. And if you watch Willie over the years, when he pounds his glove on the way, it's a pretty good indication that he thinks he's going to make the catch, and usually he does, as he did.
One away, Mickey Mantle coming up. He has been up one time and was called out on strikes. So far, this has been a pitcher's all-star game. No score here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. National League All-Stars have two hits, and the American League All-Stars have one. Luis Aparicio with a triple off Don Drysdale, the only American League hit to this point. Mickey Mantle had the highest batting average in the starting lineup, hitting .333, and the only other .300 hitter was Rich Rollins at .318 in the American League starting lineup. That pitch is high. Ball one to Mantle. Marichal kicks and fires on its outside for a ball. 2-0. The President of the United States in attendance here this afternoon. He made his entry through the dugout, through the American League dugout, just before the start of the ballgame. Vice President Lyndon Johnson is here as well. 2-0 pitch is inside. It's 3 balls and no strikes to Mickey Mantle. Star slugger of the New York Yankees. Of course, at time of this All-Star break, the New York Yankees are on top in the American League standings, one game ahead of the second-place Cleveland Indians. That is a pitch high, and he has walked Mantle on 4-pitch balls. That is the second walk issued to the American League All-Stars today. It gives him a base runner at first and Jim Gentile coming up. And we are going to have now a pinch runner for Mantle, and it's going to be Rocky Colavito. Rocky Colavito is coming in to run for Mantle. Mantle is out of the ballgame. And it is a good bet that Colavito will stay in the ballgame in left field and that Leon Wagner will be moved over to right next inning. Colavito of the Detroit Tigers running for Mickey Mantle at first base. Jim Gentile, a left-hand batter, waiting for a pitch, and it's on the way. Swung on and popped up foul, back of the National League dugout. Mickey Vernon, the manager of the Washington Senators, is coaching at first base this afternoon for the American League All-Stars, and Billy Hitchcock, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, is coaching at third base. Here's a pitch flung out and missed for strike two. Jim Gentile took a rip at that one. Gentile walked in the bottom half of the second inning. His only previous appearance at the plate in this ballgame. Colavito leads off the bag at first, and there's a pitch high for a ball. No attempt being made by first baseman Orlando Cepeda to hold the runner on at first. Shell into the stretch position. And the 1-2 pitch to Gentile. Cut on and popped up into left field. Tommy Davis is called for it. Has the sunglasses snapped down. He waits. And Tommy Davis makes the catch for the out. Halfway on the fly ball to left, Rocky Colavito returns to the bag at first. Two away. Colavito still at first, and Leon Wagner is coming up. Slugging left fielder of the Los Angeles Angels. Actually, he's played left and right. Playing, of course, under Bill Rigney at Los Angeles. Rigney managed him when both were with the San Francisco Giants. He's been up one time in this game and hit into a forced play. That pitch is high and away for a ball. Leon Wagner, of course, was delighted when he learned that he was going to be the third man in an all-star outfield of Mantle, Maris, and Wagner. He watches high and away. It's ball two. Marichal with the pitch. Cut on and fouled off into the stands and out of play.
on deck now for the American League All-Stars is Earl Batty, wearing a special protective face guard attached to the helmet. Marichal into the stretch position. Calavito leads at first. The 2-1 pitch is low for a ball. It's 3-1. Whenever you think of pitchers in All-Star games, of course, you must think of Carl Hubbell at the Polo Grounds in 1934 when he authored one of the greatest pitching feats in All-Star history, striking out in succession Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, and Joe Cronin. Marichal with a 3-1 pitch. Letta pitch swung on and fouled on the left field line. Chased down there by Ken Boyer. And he is there and he makes the catch in foul territory for the out that retires the side. So Wagner has fouled out and in the bottom of the fourth, the American League All-Stars get no runs on, no hits, no errors, and one left. And so at the end of four innings, the score is the National League nothing, the American League nothing. One of the big ball players in this game, of course, Tommy Davis, who has blossomed into real stardom this season. Tommy's big news, and when he's being interviewed, it's hard to get a question in edgewise, but I did. Listen.
Tommy, have you tried the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor yet?
Yeah, Lindsay. Been using one a couple of weeks now. I sure like the way it handles. Real easy shaving.
It's a safe bet you'll go along with Tommy when you try the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor. It sells for the low, low price of only $1.50, a real saving. But that's just part of the news about the Slim Adjustable. It's streamlined from head to handle. Lighter, longer for better balance, slimmer too for hard-to-shave spots under the nose and chin. One of nine different settings on its exclusive micrometer dial is exactly right for your combination of skin and beard. With it, you get a dispenser of Gillette Super Blue Blades. They're double-edged for economy, so keen and easy shaving, you hardly know there's a blade in your razor. Look for the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor at a nearby store. Only $1.50, the lowest price ever for an adjustable razor. For the American League, Rocky Calavito has gone into the ballgame in left field, and Leon Wagner has moved over to right. So if you're keeping a scorecard, put Calavito into left field and Leon Wagner into right field. Calavito, of course, will bat number four in the batting order in Mickey Mantle's place in the American League batting order. Right now, Ken Boyer, St. Louis Cardinal third baseman, is up. There's a swing and a foul ball. Back out of play for strike one. Boyer's been up one time and he struck out swinging. A perfect baseball afternoon here at District of Columbia Stadium. Low humidity, sunny and completely clear and comparatively cool. Pitch is swung on as a ground ball to short. Luis Aparicio on a big hop wings it across to Gentile in time, and Boyer has grounded out short to first. One away, and that'll bring up Del Crandall. The American League nothing, the National League nothing. And we're in the top half of the fifth inning. Crandall has been up one time, and he flied out to left field. Speaking a moment ago, as we were, about the five strikeouts by Hubbell, strangely enough, the National League did not win that game. Despite the great feat by Hubbell, the American League won that ball game in 1934. Pitch is in there for a call strike. Of course, the All-Star Series has been a series of tremendous baseball feats, as you would figure, with the very best in the game competing. Strike one pitch, swung on and fouled off. It's strike two to Crandall. The summer's second All-Star game will be played at Wrigley Field in Chicago on July 30th. The President of the United States having quite a time now watching Casey Stengel on the coaching lines at first base. Here's a two-strike count, a curveball that comes in high, and it's 1-2. We were asking Casey before the ballgame when he was last on the coaching lines. He said in Boston when he managed the Braves, and he said, I had a piece of the club, so actually I came out on the lines to count the house. 1-2 the count to Del Crandall.
pitch. He swung on his little number right back to Camilo Pascual. He gloves it, fires over to first in time to get Crandall. Grounding out pitcher to first. Two away, nobody on for the National League, and Bill Mazeroski coming up, batting number 8 in the National League batting order. Second baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and everybody remembers what Bill Mazeroski is most noted for in his career. In the seventh game of the World Series in 1960 against the New York Yankees, he hit a home run in the bottom half of the ninth inning to win the World Championship for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's been up one time in this ballgame, flied to left. Ducks under a curveball, takes it high, ball one. Innings of the ball game, we can expect all sorts of changes to be made. Of course, there's a pitch missing outside. It's ball two. Both manager Ralph Houck and manager Fred Hutchinson said yesterday at a press conference that they like to get as many ball players in the game as possible. It's a great honor to play in the game, and they hate to see ball players come a great distance and sit on the bench. However, this is a scoreless ball game. And here's a swing and a pop out towards second. Aparicio moves over and takes it just behind Billy Moran. Aparicio taking it in short center. And so Camilo Pascual got the National League out in order with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And so, at the end of 4.5 innings, the score is the National League All-Stars nothing, the American League All-Stars nothing. The first half of today's game was brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The second half of today's game is brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation.
If you're looking for value, look twice at Valiant during All-Star Value Days.
Fun time, summertime, best time to buy, best time to drive a new Valiant, a new Valiant.
Right now, you'll save plenty on Valiant, America's most rugged compact, during All-Star Value Days from Chrysler Corporation. Valiant is priced less than most other compacts, and low price is just the beginning. You'll keep on saving when you drive a Valiant. Its sizzling slant six engine gives you a lot more action on a lot less gas. Valiant won its class in the recent mobile gas economy run. And you save again with Valiant's battery-saving alternator. The alternator keeps the kick in your battery when others are caulking up. It's another first on all Chrysler Corporation cars. Further proof that nobody beats Valiant for value. See your dealer now. Nobody will beat the trade you'll get on Valiant during All-Star Value Days.
Going down to the bottom half of the fifth, and it is my pleasure to introduce your play-by-play announcer for the second half of today's game, the voice of the Washington Senators, who feels right at home here at D.C. Stadium, John McLean.
Thank you very much, Lindsay, and hello again, everybody. Earl Batty, the catcher, leads off against right-hander Juan Marichal of the Giants, who kicks high and throws overhand and misses outside. Fastball on away, and it's 1-0. Batty has been up once, and he grounded into a double play. A fine fielding play by Cepeda. The pitch coming is hit down the right field line, twisting out foul. Racing for it, Cepeda, Mazeroski, Clementi coming over. They can't get it. It lands untouched along the box seat railing in right field. Ball one and strike one to Earl Batty. Lindsay made reference to the special face guard that Earl Batty wears. American League fans are very familiar with it. Batty, twice in his Major League career, has been hit by pitched balls. He was advised by the doctors that he should protect the left temple to keep from being injured seriously. The pitch to him is a high curve for a ball. It's 2-1. Ball two and strike one. Activity starting in the National League. All-Star bullpen Bob Perkey of the Cincinnati Reds, a right-hander working. Marichal pumps twice this time, kicks and throws. Fastball hits to right field. Backing is the right fielder Clementi. He's got it, and there's one out. Batty sliced a line drive to right field. Roberto Clementi of the Pirates drifted back easily and took it for the out. And now here is little Louis, Luis Aparicio of the White Sox, the American League All-Star shortstop. He has the American League's only base hit this afternoon, a triple hit into the alley between Clementi and Mays, all the way to the fence in right center field. Base hit came off Drysdale with nobody out, but Drysdale got the next three. Pitch from Marichal is high outside. Sidearm pitch that time from Marichal, and it's 1-0. The outfield plays Aparicio straightaway. The infield is toward left and up a step in deference to Louis' great speed.
Here's the pitch coming. Outside high, a fastball missed, and it's 2-0. Ball two and no strikes, no score in the game. Last half of inning number 5 at beautiful D.C. Stadium in the nation's capital. The 2-0 pitch on its way. Fastball accidentally fouled, slicing into the lower stands to the right of the screen. Ball two and strike one, the count. Aparicio is trying to get the bat out of the way, and it sliced foul into the lower stand. Ball two and strike one, the count. Pitcher Pasquale, due up next. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit sharply to the shortstop. Grote is up with it. Throws to first in time. Aparicio is out by 3 steps. 2 down now for the American League in the 5th inning. And in a scoreless ball game, Pasquale is right back for himself here in the 5th inning. And Pasquale is a good hitting pitcher. And he bats with 2 out and the base is empty in the last half of the 5th inning. Only 3 hits in the game as the pitchers have been in command. 2 by the National, 1 by the American. Marichal's delivery hit on the ground sharply past the mound. They caught the Grote. That short. He throws to first. Pasquale is out. And the sides retired in order. For the American League All-Stars in the 5th inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And so at the end of the 5th inning, the score is National League All-Stars nothing, American League All-Stars nothing.
Hey, friend, can I borrow your field glasses?
Sure. Here you are. What's going on?
I want to check the price of that Plymouth Savoy on the billboard in center field.
No.
It can't be.
Well, what is it?
2206.
Let me see those glasses. You must be looking at the scoreboard. That's the right price, my friend. 2206. And right now, you can get a low-price, high-trade deal on all Plymouths during All-Star Value Days. And the low price includes the famous built-in value from Chrysler Corporation. Unibody Construction, the battery-saving alternator. 32,000 miles between major lube jobs. You'll get the buy of the year on a Plymouth Savoy during All-Star Value Days. Only $22.06 based on manufacturer's suggested retail price, exclusive of destination charges. You were right, buddy. That Plymouth's only $22.06.
Well, here he comes. Stan the man, Muccio, is going to bat for Juan Marichal. And there's the roar from the crowd before Muccio is even introduced. Granddaddy of them all in All-Star competition, 19 All-Star games. For Stan Musial, as he bats against Camilo Pasquale, the lead off the top of the 6th inning, takes a call strike as Pasquale barreled the fastball through at the knees, nothing in one. Stan, at the age of 41, hitting 330 in regular season play. Crouched at the knees, he takes a curve over, strike two, call. Pasquale changed up beautifully that time and had his let-up curve on the outside corner above the knee. So Muccio, batting for Marichal, is behind nothing and two. In the top of the 6th inning, National League All-Stars, the American League All-Stars, no score. Pasquale, in the easy motion, kicks and throws. There's a line drive, takes it to right field on a strike hit by Muccio. Stan Musial. Maury Wills of the Los Angeles Dodgers is trying to first base, and here's the home for Musial. So Stan Musial delivers with a leadoff single, hit number 3 for the National All-Stars, and Maury Wills of the Dodgers is running for Musial at first base. This fellow, he has stolen 46 bases in the National League this year, and he's a Washington boy. Shortstop Dick Grote, a good hit-and-run man at the plate, and with Wills, who can fly at first and nobody out,
Pasquale will have to keep an eye on Maury Wills. Gentile holding tight to the bag to set the pitch coming. A bluff bunt by Grota. Strike call by plate umpire Ed Hurley. Grota squared around as if to bunt and took a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. The outfield shading Grota start right. Even though he's a right-hand batter, they do not play him to pull. The infield is up a step. Rollins into the edge of the inner grass at third, looking for the bunt. Pasquale ready to go. Wills, the pitch swung on and missed, and batting makes no throw to second base. It's a clean steal by Maury Wills. Grota screened to protect the runner, lost his bat, and threw it past the on-deck hitter, Bob Clemente. Wills got a tremendous jump on Camilio Pasquale, and Earl Batty saw that he had no chance, no point in throwing. A steal at second by Maury Wills, with nobody out and a two-strike count to Dick Grota. Grota is 0 for 2. He's grounded to short, grounded to third. Pasquale's pitch, curveball, slice foul out of play. Down the right field side. Two strikes, the count to Dick Grota. The big hole in the outfield against Grota is in left center. Dick hits out of an overly close stance. Chokes up on the bat a couple of inches. Maury Wills at second base with nobody out. Top of the sixth, no score. Pasquale ready, rocks and throws. A foul as Grota was trying to go to right field with the ball. Swung late and just nicked it foul. In the American League bullpen is the Cleveland Indians ace right-hander, Dick Donovan. Bob Perkey of the Cincinnati Reds and the National League All-Stars heating up in the visiting bullpen. Two strikes to Dick Grota. No score. Four hits in the game. The National has three. The American League has one. Pasquale pitching with Wills at second base. Nobody out. Two-strike pitch coming to Grota. Swung on, hit up the middle. A base hit on into center field. Around third, coming to the plate is Wills. And the National League leads 1-0. Dick Grota. Rounds a shack single through the box to the center field, scoring Maury Wills from second base for the first run of the ball game, breaking the scoreless deadlock. It's the National League All-Stars 1, the American League All-Stars nothing. And here is Bob Clemente, who has 2 of the National League's total of 4 hits. Dick Grota now steps off first base as time is called to talk to Casey Stengel. Stengel points toward the National League All-Star dugout, indicating the Grota. Young man, get your sign for Mr. Hutchinson. Jim Gentile holding against the runner Grota at first. Clemente doubled to right in the first. He singled to left in the fourth inning. The set by Pasquale. The pitch is inside. Skip high, fastball, ball one. Clemente stepped back out of the batter's box and gave Pasquale plenty of room at the plate, but Camilio missed inside. 1-0 the count. It's 1-0 National League leading. Musial batted for Marichal and singled. Wills ran for him, stole second, and then Grota singled on a two-strike pitch on the ground into center field to get Wills home easily. Pasquale, deliberate worker, sets at the waist and throws. Curveball hit sharply through the hole into left field, a base hit. Grota is down to second, round second and holds as Calavito comes up with the ball, and there are 2 on with nobody out for the National League. A run is in, and 3 straight singles off Pasquale. And that is Bob Clemente's 3rd straight hit. A double and 2 singles. And all Pasquale has to do now is pitch to Willie Mays with runners at first and second and nobody out. Mays has fouled the first and 1. He turns now and looks into the National League dugout. Bob Clemente at first base. Dick Grota at second base. The National League All-Stars lead it 1-0. Top half of the 6th inning at D.C. Stadium in Washington. Pasquale has his sign from Batty. He delivers to Mays, who swings the drive to deep into center field. Back to his Harris, still backing at the warning track. He's got it for the out. Tagging his second, moving to third is Grota. Tagging his first, going to second is Clemente. A fly ball hit over 400 feet to straightaway center field by Willie Mays. Hot. At the base of the fence by Roger Maris. But the ball was hit so deep that Grubb, the runner at second, tagged easily and moved to third. And Clementi took second after the catch. That'll bring up Orlando Cepeda, the first baseman who has fouled to the catcher and struck out into a double play with runners at second and third in the fourth inning. A 3-2 pitch to Cepeda. Pasquale struck him out swinging, and Batty threw out Clementi at third base. Cepeda ducks under a high curve, ball one. Most American League observers agree that Pasquale has just about the finest curveball seen in the league since the heyday of Tommy Bridges of the Detroit Tigers. The infield is drawn in now for play at the plate. Cepeda swings. It's a slow tap towards third, cut off by Rollins. He left to go to first. He gets Cepeda. The run scores. And on to third moves Bob Clementi. A slow trickler towards shortstop that was cut off by the third baseman, Rich Rollins. His only play was at first base to get Cepeda. With Groat scoring from third, the second run of the ball game, and Clementi moving from second to third. It's a run batted in for Cepeda. The National League All-Stars have Clementi at third base with two out. Two runs are in, and it's 2-0 the National League All-Stars leading. The batter is Tommy Davis of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He takes a curve outside low, ball one. Davis has flied to center and popped to short. He is 0-2. 2-0, the National League All-Stars lead it. Top of the sixth inning, Pasquale kicks and throws a ground ball hit toward the hole. Beautiful stop by Rollins. He throws to first. Davis is out. A fine play by rookie third baseman Rich Rollins of the Minnesota Twins. But in the sixth inning, the National League All-Stars scored two runs on three hits. There were no American League All-Star errors. One runner left on for the Nationals. And after five and one-half innings of play, the score is the National League All-Stars 2, the American League All-Stars nothing.
If you're looking for value, look twice at Valiant during All-Star Value Day.
Fun time, summertime, best time to buy, best time to drive a new Valiant, a new Valiant.
Right now, you'll save plenty on Valiant, America's most rugged compact, during All-Star Value Days from Chrysler Corporation. Valiant is priced less than most other compacts, and low price is just the beginning. You'll keep on saving when you drive a Valiant. Its sizzling slant six engine gives you a lot more action on a lot less gas. Valiant won its class in the recent mobile gas economy run. And you save again with Valiant's battery-saving alternator. The alternator keeps the kick in your battery when others are conking out. It's another first on all Chrysler Corporation cars. Further proof that nobody beats Valiant for value. See your dealer now. Nobody will beat the trade you'll get on Valiant during All-Star Value Days.
The National League All-Star manager, Freddie Hutchinson of the Cincinnati Reds, are making changes now. We have a complete new infield for the National League Stars. Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs is at first base. Frank Bolling of the Milwaukee Braves at second base. Jim Davenport of the San Francisco Giants at third base. Maury Wills of the Los Angeles Dodgers at shortstop. In the outfield, Philippe Alou has gone to right, replacing Bob Clementi. Mays remains in center, and Tom Davis in left. The new pitcher for the National League All-Stars, the ace right-hander of the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Turkey. The announcement of the change is over the public address system now. Wills, who went in to run for Musial, who had batted for the pitcher, will have to bat number nine. Now it will depend on manager Hutchinson where he wants to bat his pitcher, Bob Turkey. Juan Marichal of the Giants went two innings, giving up no runs, no hits, one walk, no strikeouts. So Turkey is the new pitcher. Crandall is still the catcher. has the record of 13 wins and 1 defeat, with an earned run average of 2.55. From Pittsburgh, Perky will soon be 33 years old. Stands 6'2", weighs 195. So we'll check, and as soon as we find out the batting order, where pitcher Perky bats, we'll let you know. Rollins swings on the first pitch, hits a looper over the head of the first baseman, Banks down the right field line, a base hit. Ernie running it down, and Rollins is on with a bloop single down the right field line. So Rollins reached Bob Perky with a broken bat, Texas League single down the right field line. Hit number one off Perky, and only the second hit in the game for the American League All-Stars. That'll bring on second baseman Billy Moran with Rollins at first. Rollins had been hit by a pitch and popped to second prior to his single. Moran has flied to right and struck out. The infield against him, a double play depth. Bob Perky, a towering right-hander, checks the runner and delivers to Moran at the plate. A line toward the left center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Around second, headed for third is Rollins. And holding with a long single into the left center field alley is Billy Moran. And the American League strikes back. As they get the first two men on here in the sixth inning. A single by Rollins and a single by Moran. Put runners at the corners with nobody out. And brings to the plate Roger Maris, the center fielder. From the New York Yankees, who has gone over to, struck out in the first inning, and Chase Mays deep to the warning track in left center for his fly ball in the fourth inning. 2-0, the National League All-Stars lead it. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Nationals, no runs, 3 hits for the Americans. The infield is back, hoping to come up with a double play. They'll give up the run to get the double play. Perky to the set. He throws. Foul straight back for a strike, and it's nothing and one. One strike to count. Dick Donovan continues to work for the American League All-Stars, and now we're going to get another pitcher going in the National League All-Star bullpen. Maris at bat with a one strike count. It's Bob Gibson in the National League bullpen. Rollins at third. Moran at first. Nobody out. Tying runs are on. The pitch to Maris is outside. A breaking ball. 1-1. Perky has been a tremendous pitcher for Freddie Hutchinson, Cincinnati Reds this year. Throws a lot of breaking pitches. A knuckleball. Usually will waste the fastball. Once in a while, he'll try to slip it past you. Here's the pitch to Maris. There's a drive. Deep to the right center field. Mays racing back to right deep. He's at the fence. He does. He grabs it from the out. Backing at third and scoring is Rollins. And all the way to second, Moran has to hobble back to first. A great leaping catch by Willie Mays. Against the top of the wire fence in right center field. Sacrifice fly, no time at bat for Maris, and a run batted in. As Rollins scored easily after the catch, Moran, who was all the way to second, had to hurry back to first. And with that catch, President Kennedy was on his feet. A great grab by Willie Mays to the right of the 410-foot sign, hit by Roger Maris. Here is Rocky Colavito to bat for the first time. He went in to run for Mickey Mantle in the fourth inning and then took over in left field with Leon Wagner moving to right. Maris still hobbled by leg injury. Checked by Perky. The pitch to Colavito. Swing on a fly ball back to the mound. Perky falls down, picks it up. Throws to first. He gets Colavito, and on to second goes Billy Moran. Colavito hit a smash to the box. Perky fell down, fielding the ball. Had to get up and chase it, charged second base, threw quickly to first to get Colavito. On to second move, Billy Moran. And the American League All-Stars now have the tying run at second with 2 out. And Dallas Crandall is going out to talk to Bob Perky at the mound. Well, after being a very quiet ball game for the first 5 innings, suddenly this one has erupted. The National League scoring 2 in the 6th. The American League coming up with a run in their half of the 6th inning. They have Jim Gentile at the plate with Moran, the tying run at second base. Gentile walked in the second. He flied to left in the fourth inning. Turkey to the set position. He throws. Inside at the knees. Fastball to Gentile. Ball one. The outfield. Shading Gentile. Deep toward right. Yawning gap between Mays. Shaded into right center. And Tommy Davis. Straight away and left. The infield is deep toward right. Turkey checks Moran at second and delivers inside low. A curveball under the knees. Ball two, no strikes to Gentile. Ernie Banks, the National League All-Star first baseman, is only about a step and a half off the foul line and almost pulled back to the rim of the outfield grass. Balling at second is at the beginning of the outfield grass. The shortstop wills. Almost directly behind the runner, Billy Moran at second. 2-0, and the pitch coming to Gentile. Inside, and it's fouled as Gentile tried to get out of the way of an inside fastball. It nicked the bat foul. Skipping onto the base of the screen, it's ball two and strike one now to Jim Gentile. For the moment at least, Willie Mays has saved the National League with a tremendous leaping catch against the fence in right center field. Ball two and strike one to Gentile. Wills slipping in behind Moran, the runner at second, bluffing in close. The pitch, check swing, strike two. Call to Jim Gentile. Gentile started to go on a high outside fastball. Checked his swing, but the pitch was over anyway, said Ed Hurley, the plate umpire. And it's ball two and strike two. Turkey and Crandall, the National League battery. Banks at first, Balding at second, Davenport at third, Wills at short. Tom Davis in left and Hayes in center. Teddy Thalou in right. Turkey ready, 2-2 pitch. The knuckleball is strike three called, and Gentile is not looking. So Turkey strikes out Gentile to wrap it up in the sixth inning, but the American League All-Stars pick up a run on two hits. No National League errors, one runner left on. And so at the end of the sixth inning, the score is National League All-Stars 2, the American League All-Stars 1.
Chrysler's going great and making great news wherever it goes. And one of the newsmakers, the red-blooded Chrysler 300. It's easy to own this direct descendant of the famous sports series. During All-Star Value Days, you'll get the kind of trade that lets you move up to Chrysler quality. See your Chrysler dealer now. You'll enjoy the luxury and power of the 300. And there are no junior additions in the Chrysler line to cut down your high resale value. Test drive the Chrysler 300 during your Chrysler dealer's All-Star Value Days.
A new pitcher in the ballgame now, Dick Garvin of the Cleveland Indians. Replaces D'Amelio Pasquale. Brooks Robinson of the Baltimore Orioles is playing third base. Second base is Bobby Richardson of the New York Yankees. Now playing center field is Jim Landis of the Chicago White Sox. Colavito remains in left. And Leon Wagner in right. John Romano is the catcher now for the American League All-Stars. He is Dick Donovan's battery mate at Cleveland. We move to the top of the seventh inning of a 2-1 ball game with the National League All-Stars leading. D'Amelio Pasquale then pitches three innings. He is charged with two runs and four hits. He walks one, and Pasquale struck out one man. So Dick Donovan comes on in the seventh inning. First man he will face is Ernie Banks, playing at first base, batting in Ken Boyer's number six spot in the order. Donovan delivers a tip foul, and it hits Romano on the right kneecap and bounces away. A strike to Ernie Banks. The batting order now for the National League, leading off Jim Davenport, playing third base. Batting second, Billy Palou, the right fielder. Willie Mays remains the game bat third. Catcher Bob Turkey is batting fourth.
In the National League batting order, Tommy Davis remains in left field hitting fifth. Ernie Banks playing first base batting sixth. Del Crandall stays in the ballgame. Frank Bowling at second base batting eighth. And Maury Wills at short hits ninth. One strike pitch coming to Banks. Swung on, grounded sharply foul outside of third. Strike two, the count to Ernie Banks. Donovan, who was with the Washington Senators in 1961, winning 10 and losing 10, was the earned run leader in the American League. Traded over to the Indians during the offseason, exchanged for outfielder Jim Pearsall. Donovan has been a tremendous pitcher for Cleveland. Banks swings and lines a foul. Downstairs in left field, the count stays at two strikes. Donovan has a record of 11 wins and 3 defeats. A New Englander from Quincy, Massachusetts. Dick is 33, stands 6'3", weighs 205 pounds. These records we are giving you are through July the 1st. Two-strike pitch coming to Ernie Banks. Check swing, a ball down low. And it's 1-2. Ball one, strike two, the count to Banks. Ernie, who has played shortstop many years for the Cubs, also at third base, now seems to have found a home at first base. 1-2 pitch coming from Donovan, a ground ball to third. Up with it is Brooks Robinson. He throws across to Gentile at first in plenty of time, and Banks is up. Robinson at third, throws out Banks at first, and here is Dal Crandall, the catcher. Dal has gone 0-2. He flied to left in the second inning and rolled out to Pasquale at the mound in the fifth inning. It's the National League All-Stars 2, the American League All-Stars 1. All runs coming in the sixth inning. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the National Leaguers. One run, three hits, no errors for the American League All-Stars. Donovan kicks and throws, a strike called, a sinking fastball. Hit the outside corner at the knee. Donovan has a varied pitching assortment. Good fastball. His off pitch is a hard slider. Has excellent control. One strike pitch to Crandall. His line to right field coming on in a big hurry is Wagner, and he makes the catch at the knees for the out. Crandall hit a sinking line drive into right field. Leon Wagner getting a jump, charged in, and grabbed the ball for the out. Two down for the National League All-Stars in the seventh inning. Second baseman Frank Bowling of the Milwaukee Braves. Bowling, star second baseman of the Detroit Tigers, the American League, for several seasons before being traded over to the Milwaukee Braves a year ago. Frank has had a lot of illness problems this year. Takes a call strike. Fastball across the knees from Dick Donovan. 2-1, the National League All-Stars lead it. Donovan checking his sign with battery mate John Romano. Now into the motion, here's the pitch. Fouled at the plate. Strike two. Defensively, the American League has Donovan on the mound, Romano back at the plate, Gentile at first, Richardson at second, Robinson at third, Aparicio at short, Colavito in left, Landis in center, and Wagner in right. Crowd quiet for the moment. Over 45,000 here at the All-Star game. Here's the pitch to Bowling. Broken bat pop-up back into shallow left. Aparicio going back. Shields his eyes from the sun. He makes the catch for the out. And that's all for Frank Bowling. And the National League All-Stars in the seventh inning as they go down in order before Dick Donovan. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left off. And so at the end of six and one half innings, the score is the National League All-Stars 2, the American League All-Stars 1.
Do you get excited when you see a home run?
Mm-hmm.
You get excited over a new car?
Uh-huh.
How about getting a new car for $29.64?
Well.
How about a full-size Chrysler for $29.64?
Now you're talking.
It's the Chrysler Newport, still only $29.64. It's one big reason why Chrysler's going great and why thousands of motorists are moving up to Chrysler quality. Other good reasons, the Newport standard engine delivers 265 horsepower, and it uses regular gas.
Really?
How about you? If you've been thinking of moving up to Chrysler, now's the time for action during your Chrysler dealer's All-Star Value Days. Trading's easy. You'll get a big trade and a great buy. Test drive the car that's really going great, the Chrysler Newport. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, exclusive of destination charges, still only $29.64.
$29.64? That's great!
Here is the American League batting order now after the changes by All-Star manager Ralph Houk. Brooks Robinson leads off at third base. Bobby Richardson at second base batting second. Jim Landis in center field hitting third. Rocky Colavito bats fourth. Jim Gentile fifth. Leon Wagner, the number six hitter, fields a foul into the upper deck off first base. One strike to Leon. John Romano, the catcher, bats seventh. Aparicio stays in hitting eighth. And the pitcher, Donovan, will bat ninth. Wagner is 0 for 2. Reached on a force out in the second inning, fouled the third in the fourth inning. Bob Turkey ready. He delivers the knuckleball too high, and it's 1-1. Both bullpens working now. Milton Pappas, young right-hander of the Baltimore Orioles for the American League, and Bob Shaw of the Milwaukee Braves for the National League. Turkey's knuckler drifts high outside. Ball two, strike one. Wagner with 25 home runs. He became the first American League hitter to hit for the cycle. Has a home run in each American League ballpark now. Ball three from Turkey. 3-1 the count. 2-1 the score. The National League lead. They broke the scoring deadlock with two in their half of the sixth inning. The American League came back with one. The defensive gem so far, Mays, leaping catch against the top of the fence in deep right center. 3-1 offering coming to Wagner. There's a high fly ball hooking foul. Way back into the upper deck. And it's 3-2 now to Leon Wagner. They have said about Yankee Stadium that there never has been and probably never will be a fair ball hit out of there. I doubt that you could even hit a foul ball out of this one in so high. 3-2 to Wagner. Ground ball hit sharply to the second baseman. Bowling to his right. Up, throws to first. He's out. And there's one out in the seventh inning. Bowling at second. Throws out Leon Wagner at first. That'll bring on the catcher, John Romano, the Cleveland Indians. 2-1, the National League All-Stars lead it. Drysdale tries for the National League. Marshall in the fourth. Turkey in the sixth inning. Jim Bunning started for the American Leaguers. Pasquale in the fourth. Donovan in the seventh. The check swing ruled a strike to John Romano. Romano at bat for the first time today. Facing Bob Turkey, side-arming right-hander of Cincinnati. Turkey swings in motion. He throws the curveball up around the eyes of Romano. Sent John ducking away, and it's 1-1. Ball one and strike one. The count to Romano. 2-1 the score. National League leading. Last of the seventh inning with one out and the bases empty. Turkey swings to his windup. Around comes the arm. The knuckleball hits sharply deep to third. Good stop by Davenport. Jim throws to first, and Romano's out by five steps. Davenport at third throws out Romano at first. Two out in the American League seventh, and here's the shortstop, Louis Aparicio. 1-for-2, a triple in the third inning. Grounded out short to first in the fifth inning. And as you might expect from an all-star, any one of these fellows can hit the ball over the fence. There's a sharp smash, one hop to bowling. Frank has it. He throws on to first. Aparicio is out. And it's a strong inning for Bob Turkey, setting the American League stars down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And so at the end of the seventh inning, the score is National League All-Stars 2, American League All-Stars 1.
All-Star Value Days are here from Chrysler Corporation.
Fun time, summertime, best time to buy, best time to drive a Dodge Dart. A Dodge Dart.
Pick a size, pick a price, pick Dodge Dart. The price is so low, you'll want to hear it twice. The roomy Dodge Dart starts at only $22.41, based on the manufacturer's suggested retail price, excluding destination charges. And low price isn't all that makes Dodge Dart a smart choice. Here's what you get. Exclusive torsion air ride for the smoothest ride on the road. Self-adjusting brakes, a battery-saving alternator, 7-soak rust protection. The Dodge Dart is quick to respond, quick to give you a lot more action on a lot less gas. So pick a size, pick a price, pick Dodge Dart. And right now, buy low, trade high during your Dodge dealer's all-star value days.
The attendance today at DC Stadium for this all-star game, 25,480, which is above the listed seat capacity and the largest crowd ever to see a baseball game in this stadium. They get more in for football because they had additional seats. 25,480 paid at DC Stadium today. Here is Maury Wills, the shortstop. He runs up to bunt, takes high from Dick Donovan, ball one. Wills, a switch batter, getting left-handed against the right-hander Dick Donovan. Ball on the count. Donovan swings into the easy windup, spins and throws. There's a pop fly into shallow left center field, coming out in a hurry is Calavito, and he can't get there. The ball drops. Aparicio picks it up, throws on to second, and Wills holds at first with a Texas League single into shallow left field. Aparicio went out. Calavito came in. Calavito was calling for the ball. He could not catch up to it. It dropped for a single. Hit number six for the National League All-Stars. They love hit the American League 6-3 today. And they lead 2-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Third baseman Jim Davenport of the San Francisco Giants. One of the great glove men in baseball. Batting now, former football star at Mississippi Southern University. Donovan checks Wills, delivers to the ground ball through the hole, a base hit to left field. Wills around second, and he'll hold there. Calavito throws in behind the runner. Wills going for third, the throw to third. He is safe at third. Safe at third, and Robinson and Aparicio Archibald with a third base umpire, Tony Benson of the National League. Jim Davenport grounded a single between Aparicio and Robinson to left field. Wills made a big turn around second base. Calavito fired in behind the runner to Bobby Richardson. Wills broke for third. Richardson threw to Brooks Robinson. And the tag play on Wills was not in time. So the National League has a big threat throwing. Runners at first and third, nobody out. And the batter, Felipe Alou, the right fielder of the San Francisco Giants. Donovan checking at first, delivers to Alou, who hits a high fly ball down the right field line. Maybe fair, maybe foul. Racing for it is Wagner. It's a foul ball. He makes the catch for the out. Here comes Wills to the plate, the throw, and he is safe at the plate. He scores. Oh, but Wills' great speed got it all. It's a run batted in. Scored as a sacrifice fly for Felipe Alou. And he will not be charged for the time at bat. On the throw to the plate, Davenport held it first. So, again, speed was the difference. As the ball was hit foul down the right field line, Wagner made a good running grab and a good throw to Romano at the plate. But John's diving tag of Wills not in time as Maury split across with a run that makes it the National League All-Stars 3, the American League All-Stars 1, and here's what he made. So once again, the National Leaguers have a two-run ball. That is hit number two hits now off Dick Donovan. Davenport at first and one out. The pitch swung on and missed, and Mays fell to one knee. Well, Willie might not have hit that one out of here if he had connected. But he'd have hit it pretty far. Force of his swing dropped him to one knee. One strike to Willie Mays. He's fouled to first. Walked, fly to center. He has also stolen a base. The infield, a double play depth against Mays. The outfield deep toward left.
Donovan to the set position, checks Davenport, delivers outside low. Pitching away from Willie now, and the count is even at 1-1. Ball one and strike one to Willie Mays. The National League 3, the American League All-Stars 1. This has been quite a ball game before 45,480 paid, a D.C. Stadium record for baseball. 1-1 the count, Donovan ready. He steps and throws. There's a drive, ripped to deep left field, looking foul. Over the fence, but foul, deep into the left field corner. A long strike two to Willie Mays. Willie got out in front of Donovan's curveball and ripped it, but he had it foul by 15 feet into the left field corner. Ball one and strike two to Willie Mays. 1-2. 3-1 the score of the National League, leading the American League All-Stars. Dick Donovan on the mound and touched up for a run on two hits. Here's the pitch to Mays. He reaches for an outside pitch and taps it foul up in the air to the right of the plate. Romano, the catcher, grabs it. The ball not hit too high in the air. And Mays, lunging at an outside pitch, popped it up to the catcher Romano in foul territory, off toward the American League All-Star dugout along the first base side. So there are two men out. And we're going to get a batter for pitcher Bob Turkey. John Callison. Johnny Callison, young left-hand hitting outfielder, is going to bat for the pitcher Bob Turkey. Callison, for a number of years, an outstanding prospect in the Chicago White Sox minor league organization, traded away a couple of years ago, and he's become a good one. Swings on the first pitch and fouls it off. Strike one. Bob Shaw, the right-hander of the Milwaukee Braves, will apparently be on the pitch for the National League All-Stars in the bottom of the eighth inning. The National Leaguers have a run in. They lead 3-1. They have Davenport at first base with two men out. Callison batting for the pitcher, Bob Turkey. Donovan delivers outside, a ball, and it's 1-1. Donovan and Callison should know one another. They were teammates together with the Chicago White Sox. Ball one and strike one to John Callison. Stocky, free-swinging left-hand batter. Donovan to the set position. The check of Davenport. The pitch is popped up. Foul. Coming back toward the screen. Romano coming back, and he can't get it. It lands right on the edge of the screen. Foul. So Callison stays alive with a count of ball one and strike two. John was born in Qualis, Oklahoma. 23 years old, 5'10", 180-pounder. He's developed into the ball player of the White Sox. Thought he well might become when they traded him over to the Phillies. But the White Sox got Gene Freeze for one in that deal. And Freeze had some fair years in Chicago. Check swing by Callison as Donovan tied him up with a fastball in on the thumbs, and it's 2-2. Ball two and strike two to John Callison, batting for the pitcher, Bob Turkey. Romano sets the signs for Donovan. Check of Davenport, the pitch swung on, ground ball, base hit, pass gets field to right field, around second, headed for third is Davenport. He'll make it easily. Wagner's throw comes to the cutoff man, Bobby Richardson. And the National League now has Callison at first, Davenport at third, two out, and the batter is the left fielder, Tom Davis. Off Dick Donovan, it is base hit number three. Batting average of .353 for the Los Angeles Dodgers in regular season play. Has gone 0-3. Swings on the first pitch, hits a high fly to shallow center. Landis trotting in. Jim is there, makes the catch to retire the side for the National League All-Stars in the eighth inning. But the National Leaguers pick up a run on three base hits. There were no American League errors. Two runners left on for the National League All-Stars.
And so at the end of 7.5 innings, the score is the National League All-Stars 3, the American League All-Stars 1.
What's so good about the good old summer Dodge? It's one of the quickest cars on the road. It gets you to the lake or ball game in nothing flat. Six-cylinder or V8, the Dodge moves with more power than almost any car in its class. You get a lot more action on a lot less gas. That makes it fun to drive. And it's plenty roomy for those long weekends or vacation trips. So see your Dodge dealer during All-Star Value Days. Pick a size, pick a price, pick Dodge Dart.
We have a new pitcher in the ballgame now for the National League All-Stars, right-hander Bob Shaw of the Milwaukee Braves. And a bat for pitcher Dick Donovan will be first baseman Norm Seaburn of the Kansas City Athletics. Seaburn, one-time member of the New York Yankees. Big left-hand batter wears glasses. The American League All-Stars needing 2 to tie and 3 to take the lead. With 2 innings left in regulation play. Leading off in the bottom of the 8th inning against Shaw, it's Norm Seaburn. Shaw to the windup, he delivers. Fouled on the ground to the right of the plate, strike one. One strike, the count to Norm Seaburn, batting for Dick Donovan. Milton Pappas of the Orioles is the pitcher warming up in the American League bullpen. He will be on in the top of the ninth. Pitch to Seaburn. Trickled foul, hit him in the foot and rolled all the way to Cepeda at first base, but the ball was ruled foul immediately by Ed Hurley, the plate umpire. Augie Donatelli of the National League at first base looks at the ball, discovers a scuff mark or a shoe polish mark, and throws it out of play. The National League got 2 in the 6th and 1 in the 8th. The American League 1 in the 6th inning. The outfield against Seaburn is deep toward right. Norm with tremendous power. Shaw delivers. Low inside, a ball. 1-2, breaking ball. Shaw, another sinker ball specialist. Started out with the Detroit Tiger organization, then dealt to the White Sox, on to Kansas City, and then over to Milwaukee last winter. Shaw nods in agreement to the sign posted by Del Crandall, swings in motion and delivers. There's a ground ball hit sharply wide at first. Banks has it. Lobs his toss to Shaw inside. Seaburn is out. And there's one out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. That'll bring on Brooks Robinson of the Baltimore Orioles, playing at third base now. Rich Rollins started. And Robinson of the Magic Glove. He's strong. He has hit 14 home runs for the Orioles this year. The outfield shades him slightly toward left and deep. Infield set up the same way. One out, nobody on. Shaw into the windup. The pitch is a strike call. Fastball hit the outside corner above the knees. Nothing in one account. Shaw and Crandall, the battery. Crandall has gone all the way back at the plate for the National League All-Stars. Here's the pitch from Shaw. Look out. And that hit Robinson. And Robbie is sitting up at the plate as Shaw decked him with a fastball, and Robinson is showing trainer Joe Torres of the New York Yankees where that ball hit him. Ralph Hunt, the American League manager, comes out, and it appeared to hit Robinson in the vicinity of the left bicep under the shoulder. This is a real hummer from Shaw. Just got away. Robinson ducked in the batter's box, but ball hit him. Second hit batsman of the day for the American League. Rich Rollins was hit by Drysdale in the first inning. Rob Robinson is all right. On at first, the batter Bobby Richardson of the Yankees swings and pops a foul out of play in behind the American League dugout. Again, President Kennedy stands up, keeping a weather eye out. Gentleman down there with a straw hat has a glove seated 1 feet away from President Kennedy. Apparently, he has the glove for the protection of the president. Pitch to Richardson, can't drive, one hop to the shortstop wheels. He goes to Bowling, out at second, back to first, not in time. No double play, but fourth at second was Brooks Robinson as Maury Wills went quickly to his right into the hole to pick up the one-hop smash off Richardson's bat. He whirled and fired the Bowling at second for the force out on Brooks Robinson. The relay throw to first, not in time to double up the fleet Bobby Richardson. And here's Jim Landis of the Chicago White Sox to bat for the first time. The pitchers of record right now. The win would go to Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants. The loss would be charged to Camilo Pascual of the Minnesota Twins. The National League All-Stars lead it 3-1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Landis represents the tying run at the plate. He swings and slices a foul down the right field line. Thanksgiving chase. And he won't get it. It's 20 rows back into seats. In the event you missed it, 45,480. The biggest crowd ever to see a baseball game in D.C. Stadium. They had upwards of 44,000 for the opening here back on the 9th of April when the Senators make this ballpark their home, played the Detroit Tigers. One strike, the pitch to Landis is low, a ball. Both ends are quiet now. Pappas is warmed and will be on to pitch top of the ninth inning for the American League All-Stars. 3-1, the National League All-Stars lead it. Landis at the plate, 1-1 the count. Richardson leads it first. The pitch is slashed foul. Pass. Third base coach, manager Billy Hitchcock of the Orioles. Mickey Vernon, skipper of the Washington Senators. One of the finest men in baseball, coaching at first. 1-2, the count to Jim Landis. Bobby Richardson, the runner at first. And with two out, Ernie Banks is not holding tight to the bag against the runner. Playing in behind him, pitch to Landis. A looper foul, it'll be out of play. Again down the right field side, Ernie Banks gives chase. Banks, who belies his great power when you look at him. He's tall, very trimly built. Doesn't appear to have the strength to hit the ball as far as he does, but he has great wrist. Pitch to Landis is too high, just missing. Shaw started toward the National League dugout. He thought he had Landis struck out. A day tailor-made for the All-Star game. Temperature at noon was 78. I imagine now it's up to about 82, no more. Pleasantly comfortable, sun shining brilliantly. Beautiful setting. The pitch is low, ball three, and it's 3-2. Shaw dealt Landis a curve down into the dirt, blocked well by Del Crandall. And now with two out and a 3-2 count to Landis, Richardson, the runner at first, can break. The outfield against Landis, almost straight away in deep. 3-1, the National League All-Stars lead it. We're in the eighth inning. There goes Richardson, 3-2 to Landis. Swing and a miss, he struck him out to retire the side. Jim Landis goes down swinging. Bob Shaw's first strikeout, and for the American League in the eighth inning, no runs, no base hits, no National League errors, one runner left off. And so at the end of the eighth inning, the score is the National League All-Stars 3, the American League All-Stars 1.
Powerful, quick, a real performer. America's first sports compact, the Dodge Lancer GT. Open the door of this sporty, spirited Lancer. Settle back in one of the twin contour bucket seats. You'll feel luxury in every detail. Lancer's your kind of car, and plenty easy to own during your Dodge dealer's all-star value days.
Fun time, summer time, best time to buy, best time to drive a Dodge Lancer, a Dodge Lancer.
Your
kind of compact. With Chrysler Corporation's advanced engineering features, unibody construction, and seven-soak rust proofing to make Lancer your kind of compact in all kinds of weather. And now, during your dealer's all-star value days, you get the best deal on all Dodge cars. The biggest trades. Pick a size. Pick a price. Pick Dodge Lancer. Another of the great action cars from Chrysler Corporation.
By request, Casey Stengel, manager of the New York Mets of the National League and coaching at first base today, was invited into the box of President John F. Kennedy to have his picture taken with the president. And Casey now is explaining it all to Augie Donatelli, umpire at first base. Left-hander Sandy Koufax, beginning to warm up for the National League All-Stars in the bullpen. We have a new pitcher for the American League All-Stars, the young right-hander Milton Pappas of the Baltimore Orioles. Dick Donovan pitches the seventh and eighth innings, and in two innings, he gave up one run. It was earned on three hits. Donovan did not block anybody, nor did he strike on anyone. Pappas will pitch to Ernie Banks, Del Prandtl, and Frank Bowling if they all hit. Here in the top of the ninth inning with the National League All-Stars leading 3-1. Pappas' first pitch is swung on. There's a high fly to left field. Coming on is Calavito. Getting there, makes the catch for the out, and Banks is retired on one pitch. So Ernie 0 for 2. He grounded out third to first in the seventh inning. One out in the ninth, and the batter is catcher Del Prandtl. The other National League All-Star catcher is John Roseborough of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ralph Houk has used Earl Batty of the Minnesota Twins and John Romano of the Indians. He also has available to him Elston Howard of his own Yankees. Prandtl at bat against Pappas. The pitch from Milt is a call strike. Change of speed. As Pappas took something off his fastball, hit the inside corner above the knee. Pappas works quickly, comes back with a fastball high. We have an count at 1-1. Bunning, fastball, Donovan, and Pappas have pitched to the American League. 1-1 pitch coming from Milt. Curve back, Prandtl out of the plate, and it's 2-1. The National League All-Stars 3, the American League All-Stars 1. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The American League All-Stars with one more shot in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 2-1 pitch, tap foul. Off the hand of third base coach Johnny Keen. John, who manages the St. Louis Cardinals. Ball two and strike two to Del Prandtl. Pappas into the windup. He throws. Fastball hit up in the air. Second baseman Bobby Richardson waiting under it. Backs up a couple of steps. He has it. And Prandtl has gone 0-4. The American League All-Stars now have left-hander Hank Aguirre and right-hander Ralph Terry beginning to throw. Aguirre of the Tigers and Terry of the Yankees. Batter is second baseman Frank Bowling. If he gets on, the shortstop Maury Wills to bat. Pappas delivers too high a ball. Three runs on eight hits, no errors for the National League Stars. One run, only three hits, no errors for the American League All-Stars. Pitch to Bowling is swung on, hits straight away to center. Now moving to his left and in is Landis. He makes the catch and a strong inning for Milt Pappas as he retires the side in order. For the National League in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. So at the end of eight and one half innings of play, it's the National League All-Stars 3, the American League All-Stars 1. And coming to the bottom of the ninth inning, the American League All-Stars will have the heart of their batting order up against right-hander Bob Shaw, the Milwaukee Braves, Rocky Colavito, Jim Gentile, and Leon Wagner, the first three. And this has been quite a ball game at DC Stadium for the largest crowd ever to see a baseball game in this magnificent new ballpark. Someone apparently had a leftover firecracker from the fourth. Shaw throwing down to his catcher, Del Crandall. The American League hits. Three of them, a triple by Aparicio off Drysdale in the third. That opened the inning, and then Drysdale bore down and got the next three men. Lee Thomas batted for Bunning and popped out. Rich Rollins popped out, and Billy Moran struck out. Then in the sixth inning, the American League got its only run when Rollins singled to right field. Moran setting the third with a single to left center. And then Willie Mays made the catch of the day. A leaping grab against the top of the fence in right center field. Has hit a home run. And Mays not made the play. Game is being delayed by the same thing that happens very often. A young man decided to go out and have a chat with Willie Mays, not wait till the ball game is over. So he is being escorted from the premises by the park police. Shaw continues to warm up with his catcher, Del Crandall. A left-hander and a right-hander in the American League bullpen, and Gary and Terry, and left-hander Koufax in the National League bullpen. Palavito has set up one and grounded out, pitching to first. Shaw into the wind-up and throws. A let-up high, ball one. To one, the National League All-Stars leading. The American League has to come up with two at least to stay alive in this game. The pitch fouled on the ground over towards the National League dugout to even the count at ball one and strike one to Rocky Colavito. For the most part, the pitching has predominated. The game was scoreless for the first five innings. And the Nationals got two in the sixth. The American League got their run in the sixth. The National League added a run in the eighth inning. So Fred Hutchinson and his National League stars have the insurance run. There's a fastball too low. Colavito, ball two, strike one. First, the American League All-Star team misses the presence of a great ball player like Al Kaline of the Detroit Tigers. Injured. Ball three is up high and inside to Colavito. The count is 3-1 to Rocky, who now cuts his eyes to Billy Hitchcock, coaching at third base for a sign on the 3-1 pitch. Into the windup is Shaw, and the pitch coming. Ball four. He walks Colavito to strike the bottom of the ninth inning. That is Bob Shaw's first pass, and here is Jim Gentile, who has gone all the way at first base for the American League today. Gentile walked in the second. He flagged to left in the fourth, and he took a called third strike in the sixth inning. Colavito leading at first. The pitch to Gentile swung on a ground ball past the mound, charged by Bowling. He flips to second. The fourth there, no play on Gentile, as Colavito is forced on a slow roller to Frank Bowling at second base. Bowling lobbing to Wills for the force out on Colavito. Gentile reaching on the fourth play. Now with one out, here's Leon Wagner. Started the game playing left field, then when Mickey Mantle left in place of Rocky Colavito, Wagner moved to right with Colavito taking over in left field. Wagner 0-for-3. Pitch to him. Foul straight back. Got a play. Strike one. One strike to count. Ball got away from Bob Shaw at the mound. Maury Wills raced in to pick it up. Gentile, the runner at first base, with one out in the last of the ninth inning. And the National League All-Stars lead 3-1. Shaw to the set position. He delivers. There's a high fly ball down the left field line. Racing for it is the left fielder Davis, and it's a foul ball, and Davis grabs it for the out. A good play
by Tom Davis. The throw back to first is knocked down by the pitcher, Bob Shaw, to prevent an overthrow by Tom Davis attempting to double up Jim Gentile, the runner at first. Tom Davis had a long run for that ball and made a good catch down near the box deep inning. The American League now down to its final out with John Romano at the plate, Gentile the runner at first base, and two outs. The score is 3-1, the National League leading. Time called. Romano backs out. He has something in his eye. President Kennedy is staying right to the end. Leading back to the American League dugout. Here's the pitch to Romano. Change up over the head of John for a ball. One ball to count to John Romano. Romano's been up once. He grounded out third to first. Shaw checks Gentile. The pitch swung on. Ground ball. Base hit in the left field. The American League stays alive as Gentile moves to second and holds. And the American League All-Stars have the tying runs on. And the batter is the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Hit number one off Shaw. And the base hit number four in the ballgame for the American League All-Stars. Aparicio has one of the four, a triple, hammered into the alley in right center in the third inning. Since then, he's grounded to short and grounded to second. One for three is Louis. Gentile, the runner at second. Romano, the runner at first. And Aparicio at the plate takes outside. Ball one. And Del Crandall runs the ball out now to pitcher Bob Shaw. Well, at the moment, the American League All-Stars do not have great speed on the bases. Neither Gentile nor Romano. Above average speed. But Aparicio at the plate, he can move with the best. 1-0 pitch to Louis. Outside, ball two. As Shaw has twice tried to hit the outside corner away from Aparicio and missed the pitch. Two on and two out in the last of the ninth inning. The tying runs are on base for the American League All-Stars. They trail the National League 3-1. 2-0 the count. Shaw to his set position. Check of Gentile. The pitch coming. There's a high drive to deep right center field. Cutting it down is Mays. He's getting there. He has it, and the ball game's over. Aparicio flies deep to Willie Mays in right center field for the final out of the game. And in the ninth inning, the American League All-Stars, no runs, one base hit, no National League errors, two runners left on. And the final score, the National League All-Stars, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The National League left 5 men on base. The American League All-Stars, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors, and the American League left 7 men stranded. In a moment, we'll review the highlights of the game for you.
If you're the kind of a man who enjoys the very best, you'll enjoy the magnificent Imperial, America's most carefully built car. And to prove it, we'd be pleased to arrange a thorough comparison drive for you, as we have for key executives of America's leading corporations. Most of the people who have already taken the test drive have found that Imperial was everything we claimed. So why don't you make this comparison drive? Your Imperial dealer will be happy to arrange it. Drive the magnificent Imperial. Let it speak for itself.
Now it's a pleasure to turn you back to my broadcasting partner for this All-Star game for a recap of this game, Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, John McClain. The starting pitchers, Jim Bunning and Don Drysdale, set the tone of the game at the start. Bunning in 3 innings allowed no runs, only 2 hits, a double and a single by Clemente. Drysdale allowed no runs, only 1 hit. Aparicio led off in the bottom half of the third with a triple, but Drysdale got the next 3. The first scoring came in the top half of the 6th inning when manager Fred Hutchinson sent Stan Musial up to bat for Juan Marichal, and he got a single, and Maury Wills was inserted to run from Musial, and Wills promptly stole second base. Dick Groat singled on the ground up the middle, scoring to Speedy Wills. Clemente single, his 3rd hit of the day. And then Mays flied to deep center field, runners advancing to 2nd and 3rd after the catch. It was that deep. Cepeda grounded out,
from third to first, but Groat scored on the infield out, and then Davis grounded out to end the inning, but the National League was out in front by a score of 2-0. Coming right back in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the American League hopped on Bob Perkey, greeting him with successive singles by Rich Rollins and Billy Moran. Rollins going to third on the single by Moran. And then Rollins scored on a fly to center by Roger Maris. A tremendous catch made by Willie Mays in the deepest part of the ballpark against the low wire fence. That was the only run scored after the catch in the bottom half of the sixth by the American League. And then in the eighth inning, the insurance run was added by the Nationals when Murray Wills dropped a Texas League single to left, Davenport single to left, and when Calavita threw in behind Wills to second base, Wills went on to third, sliding in safely. And then he scored on a sacrifice foul fly down the right field line off the bat of Philippe Palou. That made the score to 3-1, and that's the way it stood. The fielding play of the day, the catch by Willie Mays in center field in the sixth inning on the long drive by Roger Maris. One of the highlights of the day, the pinch hit by Stan Musial, who sets new records every time he comes up. This was his 22nd All-Star game, his 19th season of All-Star participation. And a stolen base by Murray Wills was a highlight. He leads the National League in stolen bases with 46. He leads the Major League. On hand today, 45,480 fans on a perfect baseball afternoon in the nation's capital with President John F. Kennedy on hand. He stayed for the entire contest. Vice President Johnson here, and of course, military leaders and distinguished baseball men from around the nation. In that All-Star competition now, the American League has won 16, the National League has won 15, and there has been one tie game. Final totals for this, the 32nd All-Star game, the National League, 3 runs on 8 hits and no errors. The American League, 1 run, only 4 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher, Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants. The losing pitcher, Camilo Pascual of the Minnesota Twins. That just about wraps up the first 1962 All-Star Game. Be with us again on July 30th for the second All-Star Game, when your host, as today, will be the Chrysler Corporation, makers of the action cars, and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, world leader in shaving. Our engineer has been Harry Alexander. Our producer, Lynn Dillon. This is Lindsey Nelson speaking for John McClain. This has been a sports presentation of the NBC Radio Network.
This is the NBC Radio Network.